If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
This program may contain scenes of violence, strong language, adult situations, and nudity, and therefore may be unsuitable for children under 17. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, my God, baby.
Oh, baby.
You feel amazing. Oh, I love you.
Sometimes when a man and a woman are attracted to each other, they want to be close to each other.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the man puts his hoo-hoo dilly in the woman's cha-cha.
Oh, wait, just 1 minute.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Whoa.
And now.
What about the butt?
Excellent question.
Our feature presentation.
Ah, Larry King. 5:31. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 13th of Slut-tember.
Slut! 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 Slut!
How you like me now, Psycho Mike?
Why?
Is this a baseball reference?
No.
What is it?
I'm very jealous of you, Bean, and I'm very upset that I wasn't able to partake in what you partook in last night.
Oh, that's right.
And you wish you were me. If you could be me, your life would be so much better.
Bean finally went out of the house last
night.
Yes,
he did. He's been talking about it for weeks.
Last night was the big night.
Tell us about the show, Bean, because a lot of people haven't seen this high-powered of a rock show.
Well, I'd like to tell you about the show, but unfortunately we're only on till 10, so there wouldn't be enough time for all the necessary accolades to really bring you the flavor of the experience. But ladies and gentlemen, I was one of about, I don't know, I'd like to find out how many it holds, but certainly more than 10,000 fans screaming and stomping in attendance for Weird Al last night. Weird Al Yankovic, ladies and gentlemen, on the big stage with the full show.
Did he do this one?
I used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray I bought on eBay.
He did that one?
He not only did that one, but that was the one where Donna first was – my wife actually went with me, by the way. I mean, I had to tie her up to get her in the car. But
sure.
She was so blown away by how many and how loudly people were singing along with every word of Weird Al's set last
night.
Yeah,
I know.
It was – I mean, it was like being at a freaking Foo Fighters concert, for God's sakes, the way people were jumping up and down and singing.
She was swearing that she wouldn't go if I'm not mistaken.
She really didn't want to.
But you forced her to, being the good
husband
that you are.
He said, I'm going to Italy. You have to come to the show.
I'll bet you money he said that.
I bet he's been using that for a year.
I did put a gun to her head, if that's what you're asking. And, by the way, she had a fantastic time. She couldn't believe how good it was. She was shocked. You name it, Mike, he did the song. You want Amish Paradise? Boom, right there. You want fat? Boom, did it. Did The Saga Begins, which was his, you know, his Star Wars song, back-to-back with Yoda, Y-O-D-A Yoda. Did them all.
What about Trapped in the Drive-Thru?
Absolutely.
Really?
Wow.
Every minute
Trapped
of
in the
it?
Trapped in the Drive-Thru was amazing.
That's still on, right?
Oh, yeah. Trapped I had to leave while Trapped in the Drive-Thru was on. But yeah. You'd be shocked how many people in 2007 are going to see freaking Weird Al. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I
enjoy him. I like his music. I find him funny. I've interviewed him many times.
You've never seen him in concert.
No, I have. Yeah. But one time when I was in Arizona, but I don't think I'd go see him now.
I think you'd be shocked at how great he is, though.
Maybe.
That's the thing. I mean, a phenomenal entertainer.
Yeah, maybe.
Really is. But I did do something I've never, I don't think, ever done before in my whole life, and that's call Psycho Mike on the telephone last night. I mean, usually I'm satisfied to just text. I'm more of a text and email guy than I am really an in-person or on-the-phone guy.
Yeah. I've talked to Beat on the phone maybe 5 times in the last 3 years. I mean, it's just, that's it. He doesn't talk on the phone, and I don't either, really.
Yeah. I don't care for the phone.
Yeah.
So, Mike, how was your message?
It was garbled noise.
Did you hold up your phone so he could hear a particular hit?
I did. I believe it was Eat It.
Eat It. And, you know, the microphone on a telephone
is great.
An iPhone, which Bean uses, is about, you know, the size of a pinhead. Which really does a lot to kind of gather the clarity of a giant monstrous venue and music through PAs.
It translates well.
Yeah,
It wasn't ideal, but I didn't really have a direct feed into the board that they were using to set up the concert.
Because you know how sometimes you get messages or you hear something and you can create the image of it happening,
sure,
even though you're not there perfectly. That's exactly. So imagine being dialing, finding my number in his.
I'm so gonna burn him.
And then as soon as he's going and holding it up, like yes, take this audio. And I mean, all I hear is.
And then no idea what it is.
And then you're eat it.
No, nothing.
He's still doing eat it, by the way.
He does. You know, that's the beautiful thing about Alice. He doesn't forget his older fans, even though he still does all the current hits, like the Trapped in the Drive-Thru that maybe some of the older people didn't know. He's still right there with the Eat It. That's what's awesome, you know? And lots of multimedia, lots of clips of, you know, I mean, Weird Al's been on or been parodied on or spoken about on every TV show. You know, The Simpsons and King of the Hill and
sure.
Friends and everything. Just clip after clip after clip of all the Weird Al stuff that's been on TV. And just a good show. And I think he's still coming. I think he played the Orange County Fair recently in Southern California, but I think he has another date in Southern California coming up maybe next month. And you owe it to yourself to check it out. You know how rarely I go to concerts, you guys.
Yeah, that's why that's why it's weird that you choose this one. Because I go to a lot of shows, but then I not
but you don't go to novelty
Al.
Shows.
Novelty shows lost.
How dare you? How dare you suggest that Weird Al is a novelty act?
It's
he
a novelty
is
act.
A novelty act.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Along with both of you.
He's got more talent. I'll tell you what. He's got more talent than and sold more tickets last night than most of the bands we play here on K-Rock. I'll tell you that.
I know. That's bogus.
Can't you be talented and be a novelty act?
How dare you?
That's not mutually exclusive.
Beat always goes to the big crowds, too, as if that's some kind of support. Oprah has a big crowd. Doesn't mean we like her.
Mm, good point.
But it does mean she's popular. That's all I'm
saying.
Yeah,
but doesn't mean she's good.
But Weird Al is. Hey, it seems disparaging the way you say novelty. Like somehow you're trying to make him less of a musician. Dare I say, less of a man than anyone else.
Write his own music, really.
Trying to put Al in a corner?
Well, about half of his songs are not parody songs, by the way.
Those are all bad.
Are fantastic.
All of those are bad.
I've never heard one that wasn't
parody. All the polka BS and all that.
Yeah, and some of his are more style parodies than they are
right. Like I Sue You, the Rage Against the Machine,
which
you
I
know,
love.
Tribute from the new album. Oh, he rocked that last night.
Dare to be Stupid, which is a Devo-like song, and he has the Devo costume and thing, but it's not a Devo song. But also, I mean, you got to remember, just writing the lyrics and making them stay within the same cadence and filling out a song like a parody song is very difficult. I mean,
absolutely.
We don't have anyone here who can do it. I'll tell you that.
Well, Omar does those Kevin Federline
songs. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's great. He's great at that.
No, that's way harder than you would think, and he's actually made a huge career at it, which is impressive. I mean, I got to give him that.
Anyway, good times, and I hope you were suitably burned. I hope you wept last night when you heard my message, Mike. That's all.
I did. Oh, I did.
Okay, good.
He couldn't tell what it was, but he wept.
Why does Lisa have a ponytail, by the way? Was some action last night?
It's
been so long.
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
She's getting prepared.
I'm getting
ready. She likes to think of it as a handle.
I think you like to think of it as a handle.
Right,
that's how it works.
That's me.
That girl's fat.
Oh, no. Come on.
Not
at all.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong?
It wasn't me, but that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Jeez,
well, we love the
me.
Ponytail. You know that, Lisa.
All right.
Fat or thin.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
Let's talk about the second to last day to win tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion.
It's right around the corner.
Second to last day.
Yeah.
Show is Saturday. Starts at, I believe, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you don't have tickets, we are webcasting it. And if you haven't experienced that, it's really, and I know this is hard to believe because we're saying it, really high quality. It's really well done, and it looks great, and it sounds great. There's a lot of good camera work. Not like your normal K-Rock production
values. Not like
values.
Our streaming.
Right. Our streaming we still haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
But this we have figured out because we have someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. We farm it out.
But anyway,
to talent.
You can watch the show on Saturday, you know, every minute at krock.com.
Very cool.
And Kat Von D, I think, is...
Hosting the webcast?
Hoping the webcast, yeah.
Great.
So that's coming up this morning. We got your tickets. We are going to talk about Conception Day in Russia. Apparently they are dying out. They don't have enough people. So they give everybody a day off to have sex, basically.
And create babies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're losing hundreds of thousands of people in population every year. And that is, you know, on the surface, I would look at that and go, that's pretty good news for Russia because their people are very poor.
Yes.
Fewer people would make maybe more services available to those that are still alive. But they look at it the other way, which is shrinking tax base. Let's get out there and make some babies. So they're doing everything they can to make sure people are procreating.
Come on, people. You're all super poor. Get out there and have some babies. So they could be super poor.
Exactly.
What we should do is just bus in. I don't know if we could bus them, but people from Japan and China that have a problem with too many people. Just bus them right over to Russia.
Look, there's people all over the world trying to get out of wherever they are.
Yeah.
Why don't they open up their doors? Yeah.
Well, the weather blows, I think. I don't care how bad you have it in Kenya. You're not leaving Kenya for freaking St. Petersburg at 40 below. You're just not.
Good point.
No.
If you're going to be hungry, you might as well be hungry someplace where it's warm.
Also on today's show, we have a new TV show that we've discovered. I think it was a phone up here. Who discovered this show?
Yeah, phone up Tyler brought it. He should be hailed as a savior for letting us... showing us the light and showing us this television show.
There's a type of television show called cable access, and basically it is just anyone can have one. You don't have to be good. You don't have to sell anyone on the idea.
You don't have to be sane.
You don't have to be anything. You can just, they'll give you a half hour, and you can do whatever you want. And we found a new cable access show that is, I could watch it all day, every day.
Now, which one is this? Have I heard about this?
This is, I don't know if you have or not. I think you have. Let's paint, exercise, and make blended drinks.
That sounds like too much multitasking.
Yes. It's a guy on a
treadmill
that's way out of breath.
And he's only walking.
And he's trying to paint, and he's also trying to make blended drinks. Painting and blended drinks he's never done before, by the way. You can tell. And he's taking phone calls. And phone calls on cable access are always great because...
Sure.
A, no one is serious. They're all prank calls. And B, they don't have to watch their language in any way. So
there's no kind of screening process.
None.
If you call, you get on the air.
So, it's just fantastic.
Kevin said, I think I could watch this all day.
Yeah.
He's not exaggerating. I could easily watch this show all day long and not get tired of it. It's the best.
Why is he on a treadmill and making blended drinks while he takes phone calls?
Listen to me, Bean. When you have that much creative...
You say that like it's a stupid question, by the way, but most people don't try to do that.
If you have that much creative energy, if you can accomplish that much at one time, it radiates through the television to you, the viewer, and you actually absorb more creative energy. It helps you become a better person.
Yeah, he likes to think of himself, I think, as a muse for everybody, and if he can do all of this at once, what can you accomplish? I think that's his goal.
God but bless him.
He's horrible on the treadmill, horrible painting, and has no idea how to make a blended drink.
Wow.
So that's good times right there. I mean, I don't know how you pick three things to do at once, none of which you can do. We watched it for an hour yesterday.
Points for ambition.
So good. Also, we're going to talk to Kid Rock today.
Oh, good.
Yes.
His first post-fight interview, as we say. Talking about the big MTV thing with Tommy Lee. Plus, of course, he's playing this Saturday at the K-Rock LA Invasion?
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that.
Can't be pleased with this kind of publicity, by the way. A guy who's kind of, you know, kind of making a comeback with his music and getting out there on the road after a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody wants to talk to him about freaking Tommy Lee. Probably not his favorite subject.
Maybe not, but he did hit him.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's not bad. Also, we're going to try and find euphemisms today. Alternate words for offensive terms.
We need these desperately.
Because if we don't do this, we will be fired by tomorrow.
Yes.
So, you know, for example, when you talk about gay people, instead of saying the word gay, we say lavender.
That
was a suggestion from a gay, by the way, who said, you know, from a gay who supports the Kevin and Bean show,
yep,
who doesn't want us to get in trouble, says somehow that softens the blow, whatever it is you're saying, if you refer to his group as a lavender.
Remember when we were unable to use the word retard and we started using the word window licker?
Yes.
For some reason, no one's upset by that. Fantastic.
Yep. So there was a lot of baggage with that word retard, I guess.
Right. Window licker, even worse, by the way. But
visually,
yeah,
that's
but
horrible.
It refers to, you know, a retarded kid leaning against the window of the short bus, drooling. I mean, that's what it refers to. But no one's upset by it. So, okay.
I think it's worse, too. It's funny how it works that way.
And if you missed our continuing series of Ask A Fill in the Blank, we have Ask a Jew just after 6 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Very good.
Very, very informative.
Yes, it
and
was.
Educational.
Certainly.
As well, which is our goal here, education. 5:44, we'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
You guys ready for the best showbiz story of the day?
Yes.
Something we've been waiting for almost a month to hear?
Sure. Yes.
Hayden Panettiere. By the way, Ralph is on vacation. He will be back. Hayden Panettiere not only just turned 18 last month, but is now single, ladies and gentlemen. Hayden Panettiere, now single. She, I didn't even realize this. Mike, maybe you did, has been dating Stephen Coletti from The Hills.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought she was single.
Well, she says they've broken up. She says we're very close friends. We talk to each other frequently. We appreciate and support each other's careers. Not that we knew Stephen Coletti had a career, but she is now single and legal and ready to mingle.
How about that?
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is something else.
Turns out she's something. American Idol are putting out their hands to Britney Spears. They would like to help Britney.
Really?
American Idol.
Well, she does bring ratings, I'll tell you that. You put her on the TV and people will watch.
Simon, Randy, Paula, they believe they have what it takes. In an announcement to Fox News, Simon Cowell says that, among other things, getting her, quote, away from her stupid friends will help revive her career. I think she's probably her worst advice giver.
It's definitely not that she's surrounded herself with terrible friends. She's alone.
Right.
I think that's part of the problem.
They say that she can bring it back around. They can help her do it. They're not saying if they want her to be a judge or a contestant, however. Don't know. Maybe they want her to be a contestant, like stand in line for 2 days and try out.
Maybe Paula could be her sober friend.
There you go. That's a great idea, Lisa. I've heard Simon talk about her before and say she would not make it past the first round because she has such a terrible voice. I mean, it's funny that her voice is standing and she's not, but she, you know, she's a studio creation. She's a lip syncer. Has she ever performed live, you guys, or has she always lip synced?
Not that I know of. We don't really know what her voice sounds like.
Well, having said that, I mean, she doesn't sound like she has a terrible voice on her songs. I know they can pitch it up and make it stronger or whatever.
Or have like 30 times, have her do her own voice 30 times over.
I bet she doesn't have a terrible voice,
right,
but she certainly doesn't have a good enough voice to base a career on it.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to realize that she had that voice plus hot, and that's what got her where she is. And take away hot, there's not much.
Right.
That's the problem there. Now that we're past Labor Day, people are already starting to reflect on the summer of 2007 at the box office. You know, it was the biggest box office in history. I think it was over $4 billion at the box office. And that's why it's interesting that there were so many really, really bad movies this year. Not only was the box office huge, but I guess enough of them were popular to generate that kind of sales. But so many movies this summer were so poorly reviewed. And the Washington Post has gone to the website Rotten Tomatoes, which is a terrific online resource, by the way, for reviews, to come up with a list of the 10 worst reviewed summer movies of the year, according to the critics. All right?
Okay.
I don't think many of them on this list will surprise you, but number 10, Evan Almighty, 10th worst reviewed movie. That's a movie, boy, talk about that people were looking forward to. First movie was great, Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty, Steve Carell, we love. This movie apparently was just terrible. Georgia Rule, number 9, and the first of two Lindsay Lohan movies in the top 10, by the way.
Yes.
The Invasion, 8.
Okay.
Bratz the Movie, number 7.
Oh, yeah.
The other Lindsay movie, reviewed as incoherent, by the way, by the Chicago Tribune, was I Know Who Killed Me, the other Lindsay Lohan film.
That's brutal.
Right.
Number 5, Rush Hour 3.
Okay.
Number 4, Captivity. Which one was that? Was that one of those horror movies, right?
That was the one where Alicia Cuthbert is, like, half naked and tied up. I know, that's all I know.
Well, that sounds like
a... Remember, there was a big controversy with the billboards.
Sounds good, right?
Oh, that's
where
she
was, like shown dead, actually, on the original billboards.
Yeah, that was the 4th worst review. Daddy Day Camp, the 3rd worst reviewed movie of the year. By the way, 61 reviews of that film on RottenTomatoes.com, which is it's a site that compiles reviews from all over the country. 60 of them deeply negative for Daddy Day Camp. the 2nd worst reviewed film of the summer of 2007, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Ooh, and that did really well.
That was a huge hit. That was the Adam Sandler movie, right, with him and Kevin James, right? And the worst, you will barely even remember this movie came out, although we did mock it at the time. The Robin Williams film, License to Wed, was the worst reviewed movie of 2007.
Yeah, so. I can see that.
Oh, and that was with my boy John Krasinski?
Yep.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
His first misstep, I think, in his career so far. Everything else he's been a part of has been real good.
Mm-hmm.
But, so there you go. That's if you just want to add those immediately to your Netflix list, Kevin, you'll be set.
By the way, I'm super happy. I usually have at least 5 of the movies that I liked on that list.
I thought Spider-Man might be on there because that was pretty poorly reviewed.
Emo Spider-Man, that's right.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I don't know if you saw this, but Hilary Gushua is Miss Ventura County 2005, or was, I should say.
Okay.
still hasn't returned her crown to pageant officials. She was disqualified for being married at the time.
Ooh.
Apparently they don't like that. The Ventura County Scholarship Association said that they sued her in small claims court and was awarded $3,121. This isn't the interesting part, though. The interesting part is during the court proceedings, the Ventura County Star says that Hillary told the judge, quote, "I was on medication and too drunk to remember my own wedding."
So she didn't remember she was married?
So she went into court and said, I was married? Really?
No, that couldn't be her defense.
That's what she told the court.
That's what you was want she... in a Miss Ventura.
Was she not living with a dude or something at the time of the pageant? I mean, was it one of those where they got married and they just went their separate ways?
Probably claiming she's not.
I don't know.
That sounds bogus.
I can't imagine. I mean, even if you're in Vegas and you're drunk, I mean, don't you pretty much, you remember it
you
happened.
You kind of wake up with them in the morning.
You remember it happened at least,
yeah.
Probably. But she told the court, I don't remember being married. You sure?
That does sound way more like Miss San Bernardino than it does Miss Ventura. I got to be honest. I'm a little surprised to hear that going on outside the 909.
Is there a lot of difference?
Yeah, yes. I think Ventura is a lot different.
It depends on what
have you guys
part
been
of
Ventura
you're
recently?
In. There's
I'm not
parts.
Saying there's not some trailer parks. I'm not saying they don't have their but I mean,
but there's water.
Overall.
They got some real nice places at
they
the
do.
Beach, at least.
Yes,
know?
They do. And I'm guessing she's not from one of those.
Yeah, you could be right. This is interesting. With all the talk about who's going to win the CD sales battle and the download battle between Kanye West and 50 Cent, apparently at this point it is a Kanye runaway, as we predicted, by the way. And now Kanye feels like he doesn't need to do all the press that he had committed to. He was really planning on hyping this album big time this week, but he's canceling a string of personal appearances, including the Today Show. He's already canceled. He's supposed to be on TRL this week. He didn't show for that. He's scheduled. He's announced as a guest on the Jimmy Kimmel show tonight. So Jimmy ought to have, you know, Adam Carolla on standby.
Yeah, no kidding.
When Kanye pulls out at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But it looks like it's going to be the biggest selling CD first week of the year. It's now predicted to be over 700,000 for the week.
Wow.
Which, you know, you don't see those kind of numbers anymore. Linkin Park has held the record this year with 623,000 first week out. Kanye will do over 700,000, and 50 Cent not anywhere close to that. So,
yeah,
Kanye wins.
We heard one day that Kanye was going to call us. Here at K-Rock,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was
sure
going to talk about a CD. And
sure
then
did.
An hour later, they called back and went, hey, cancel it at all. He doesn't really need it.
He saw the numbers. And by the way, speaking of talk show guests tonight, it's worth mentioning, let's see if she cancels, but on the Jay Leno show tonight, Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical.
Bean, not excited.
No.
You know why?
Of course
Zach.
I am. You know why?
She knows,
she's a girl.
But she knows Zach.
Yeah.
She'll probably talk about him.
Oh, God.
And finally, here's the worst new baby name of the year. You know, it's been a while. The celebrities have been disappointing us. All the celebrity births lately have been kind of normal names lately.
These used to make me mad, but now I realize they're fulfilling a role in society. They need celebrities have a responsibility to name their kids something effed up.
Crappy name.
Yeah.
I agree. I kind of miss some of these, and unfortunately I had to dig pretty deep to find someone to call a celebrity, but Brett Scallions, who is the former lead singer for the band Fuel.
Wow.
He and his wife welcomed their first child on Friday. The boy is named first name Jagger. I think it's obvious why.
Sure, Mick.
Middle name Song.
Song.
Third name, you know, last name is his, Scallions. Jagger Song Scallions is the name that poor kid will
have. He should change all three names.
Yeah.
Not even a good last name.
You know, it's such a slap to give a first name that's crappy and then give him a middle name they can't pick.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll go with my middle name, Michael. Ooh, no, my middle name is Song.
Sorry.
Can't use
no,
that.
Don't call me Jagger. Call me, never mind. It doesn't matter what you call me. Anyway, so look for him to start getting beaten up in about 6 years or so. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jean Smart is 48, who surprised so many people who didn't know she was still alive and acting on her phenomenal performances on 24.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she was amazing,
Wasn't she fantastic? She was the first lady, right?
Yep, she was the first lady. She had all kinds of depression problems and a drug problem, and she was embarrassing. I mean, you never think about what it would be like if a first lady was way out of her mind.
She's whacked, yeah.
But, that was great.
We are going to find out when Gerald Pauly, the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly, becomes the next U.S. president, and Linda is in the White House as
the
first
lady.
Oh, no,
how dare you? Do not speak of my future wife like that.
What I'm saying is it's going to be interesting to see their time in the White House. Mike, just for you, how about Dave Mustaine, the man who founded Megadeth and Metallica, 46 years old today. How about that? And boy, talk about bitter party of one. Dave Mustaine.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Also for Mike, Randy Jones. Got to be one of your heroes. He was the original cowboy in the Village People. And by the way, sure. You know, he, as a Cowboys fan, Mike, you got to love this guy on two levels. He's in the Village People and he was a cowboy.
He was clearly the most muscular member of the Village People, too. So, yeah, he's the best.
Here's what I love about Randy Jones, and the reason I bring him up on his 55th birthday, is he left the Village People to pursue a solo career. How's that going?
Yes, you can sail the seven seas. Put your mind at ease.
And the always curious Fiona Apple turns 30 today, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
We're right between last weekend, which was the MTV Video Music Awards, and this weekend, which is the LA Invasion, the K-Rock LA Invasion. And last weekend, of course, Tommy Lee and Kid Rock get in a fight. Kid Rock is playing this weekend. We're going to talk to Kid Rock in an hour. But
okay.
I don't know if you've seen Tommy Lee's website and his version of what happened at the MTV Video Music Awards. But
well, it was clearly all Kid Rock's fault. I mean, that's the one thing I take away from Tommy's description of the events.
Right, that's true. We have Tommy on the phone. Good morning, Tommy.
What's up?
How's it going?
You guys rip.
So according to...
Oh, yeah.
According,
right. Yeah.
According to your website, you're just...
Yeah, website's bananas.
Right?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there minding your own business.
Totally.
You're not doing anything.
Totally, bro. Just minding my business.
Pamela comes over and sits on your lap and starts making out with you.
Oh, that ripped.
Right.
That totally ripped. I got a boner, almost passed out from all the blood rushing to my big boner. That is wild.
Hey, Tommy, before we move on to...
What's up?
Well, before we move on to Kid Rock coming into the picture, why were you sitting at the MTV Video Music Awards with your, as you call him, friend, Chris Angel? Isn't that dude just a douche?
No, man. He's magic. It's wild rips, man. You ever see him do magic? It's bananas.
Yeah?
Oh, it's so awesome. He's got eyeliner and then he does magic. Rips.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, it's wild, out of control.
All right. So basically, your version of what happened was you were sitting there minding your own business.
Totally.
Pamela was interested in you, came over and said hi.
Yeah.
And then Kid Rock attacked.
That's what happened, man.
That's
it. I was like minding my own, just ripping, you know? I was just rocking and shredding, just minding my own business. And, you know, Kid Pebble. Bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, you call him Kid Pebble on your website.
Yeah, man. He just comes up and he attacks me, man.
Can I just suggest that Kid Pebble is not much of a burn?
Oh, bananas.
But let me ask you this, Tommy. I mean, you're a guy who has rock credentials. You've toured the world for 25 years as the drummer for Motley Crue. Does it really, if you're sitting in a room minding your own business, does that qualify in your mind anymore as rocking and shredding?
Oh, well, yeah, because I was ripping and shredding. Pam's got big knockers. She's on my lap. It's raw as bananas.
Right.
Oh, turbo jet rad.
Okay, now what about the fact that when she was on stage, you were whistling and she was telling you in front of everyone to stop it?
Ah, well, she's a chick, man. You don't listen to her, bro. Just rip, you know? Don't listen to a woman. Just shred, rip.
So it sounds like, and I know you guys have stayed friendly because of the children, but it sounds like you miss her very much. It sounds like she's still the one for you, Tommy.
She stole my heart. You know what I'm saying? I
right.
got it inked on my heart, mm-hmm. like a picture of Pamela. It's like artistic, man, because on my heart, it says Pamela.
Right.
She's got my heart.
I think we understand that.
Yeah. Rip.
Okay, so the apology that's on your website isn't much of an apology. You say that Kid Rock punched you. The security came in. They all fought over you. Then they took you out of the place. And you said, I would like to apologize to Alicia Keys and MTV for the disrespectful BS caused by a piece of S called Kid Pebble.
What?
So you're apologizing. You wrote that, right?
What?
We're talking about your account on the website and your apology on the website for the altercation at the MTV Video Music Awards.
All right, yeah, okay, I get it now. Yeah.
Not much of an apology if you're speaking for the other guy, but not you.
Yeah, well, look, man, it's just like sometimes thoughts come to me, you know, and
right.
it's like bananas, I just write them down, you know? So if it's not much of an apology, whatever, you know, it's just like how I feel, man.
Tommy,
I can just be me. I can't fake the funk. Rip.
Tommy, is it possible for thoughts to come to you and it not be bananas?
No, it could be mango.
Okay.
All right, one more thing. You
yeah,
describe...
Totally.
You say it wasn't even a punch at all. It was more like a bitch slap is how you describe what Kid Rock laid on you. Is that true?
Yeah, man. It felt like a chick hit me, man, because he's, like, scrawny and he doesn't rock. I rip, you know? Like, when people who rip or rock or shred hit you, like, it hurts, you know? But he's like a little girl. Oh. You guys want...
I'm sorry, what?
What, Tommy?
Do we want you what? Tommy?
Yeah. Yes, Tommy?
Do we want you what? Come on. Come on.
What?
We're talking about the K-Rock Inland... We're talking about the K-Rock LA Invasion, which is happening this Saturday. Still got some tickets you can win on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning, including this hour to see Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Paramore, and Against Me. I hadn't screwed that up in like a month. And
that's
now
kind
all of a sudden,
amazing, really.
A month?
Anyway, win your tickets later on this hour. Plus, the real Kid Rock, no kidding, coming up next hour to get his side of the story. That's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, the Afro Line on the air, 323-520-AFRO. You call us, we put it on the air.
Are you suggesting that it wasn't the real Tommy Lee? Is that what you're suggesting?
I just think some people may have doubted how excitable he was at 6:30 in the morning for Tommy Lee. You know what I mean?
Speaking of which, 323-520-AFRO. When you smoke out, it doesn't make you sound full of life. You might be laid back a little too much, and things that are... Well, this is one of the benefits. Things that are not terribly funny, you find all of a sudden incredibly funny.
Dude, I'm watching MASH. It's the best show in the world. Radar. Radar. Radar.
It is funny that in his altered state, radar, for some reason, is the funniest word in the English language.
That's why pot rules, because that word, not that funny when you're not high.
Nope.
So that's good news right there. Bean, your stance on Zac Efron from High School Musical 2?
My dreamy, sweet Zach. I love him more than life itself. All the tabloid pictures that have been coming out this week of Zach and his stupid girlfriend Vanessa on their vacation in Hawaii. Like, she's in all the shots, which does me no good.
Oh, I know you're just saying that to be funny, but stop it. You know? There's a song about Lisa May.
Lisa May likes musical theater. Well, I've got a scan flute for you to play upon.
It's funny how
it is very. It makes you interested. You wish he'd left a phone number, don't you, Lisa?
Sure. Yeah, I kind of do.
It is interesting how our Afro Line has become the biggest stage for America's Got Talent ever. Is that like all of a sudden it seems more like an audition than it is people leaving you a message?
And some of our listeners have talent, not all, however, unfortunately. Yesterday we were talking about our new feature, Ask a Mexican / Gay / We did you yesterday earlier
midget.
This morning. Midget, we had a bunch of ideas yesterday. This one came in.
You guys are forgetting the most important one. Ask an emo kid.
Good.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people suggest that we have an emo kid, ask an emo, and then either kill him or invite him to kill himself. One of the two.
Well, here's the thing that you people don't realize. Birds are dying.
That's true.
That's what you don't realize.
Okay, here's a category. How about ask a former K-Rock sportscaster named Money? That would be really good because I'm dying to ask him why he's such a moron. I hate his guts. That'd be a really good one. I hate him.
Wow.
Dude, I didn't
rare.
Know anybody hated Money. He's one of those popular people I've ever met in my life.
He is one of those people that everyone loves except for that girl. Very upset. Special message for Psycho Mike?
Just a message for Psycho Mike. You're an idiot, okay? You don't have any talent. You're not funny. You're a moron. You're making us miss Michael the Maintenance Man.
Wow.
And Big Cat.
Wow. Ouch.
Dude, that, if Mike had any idea who either of those people were, that would cut deep.
Yeah. How about a joke?
What's the opposite of Christopher Reeves? Anyone that's living. Because he's dead. You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, dude.
Bean, you got that Chocolate Rain song from the internet?
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Great Tezande? Yeah, why does that come up?
Chocolate rain. Why is Shaolin such a dumbass? Chocolate rain.
Aww.
Why does Kevin sound just like Bean? Chocolate rain. Psycho Mike is a big homo. Chocolate rain.
You know, we also are learning that people are not good at writing parody songs.
No.
Really bad. There's no rhyming. There's no anything that goes on there.
Well, how about a little more respect for my hero, Weird Al, then, if you're going to talk like that.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Best damn TV show ever on the air. We'll tell you about in the next hour.
Dude.
And we got Kid Rock on the show. He's, of course, performing this Saturday at the K-Rock LA Invasion. We're going to talk to him in about a half hour.
Great.
Best TV show ever. Now, you've always said South Park is your favorite TV show of all time, but something you like even more than South Park?
Well, South Park's quality. This is absurdity.
Okay.
So
okay.
In that category, this is the best show ever.
All right. Ralph is on vacation, thank God, by the way, because we're making a phone call to a foreign country coming up after 7. You know how much he hates it when we do that.
And his Eagles got beat over the weekend. So.
Yeah. So it's probably best for all of us that he's out this week, yeah. But we are going to continue to fill in with another showbiz report for you on K-Rock at 6:57. Who's the hottest 44-year-old in the world? I don't think I'd get much argument if I said to you guys, Demi Moore has to be on the list, right?
She's
certainly up there, yeah.
Yeah, she is. She's fantastic. She gave an interview recently, and of course, you know, she spent as much cash as there is to look as hot as she does. I mean, it's estimated that she spent over $400,000 on plastic surgery in the last few years.
My God.
That's part of it. Yeah, she had breast implants. She had a breast lift. She had her brows lifted, chemical and facial skin peels, collagen injections, teeth veneered, laser whitening, liposuction to the hips, thighs, and stomach. She even had a surgery where they tighten up the skin around your knees. She's done everything she could to look as good as she can.
Well, that's right. Hell. Most people who spend that much money and time on plastic surgery end up looking like a nightmare.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
I think that's part of why it costs so much is she probably went to top people because she just looks flawless. And the reason I bring all this up is she has, you know, part of the reason she did it was to stay competitive as an actress.
Boobs.
And she has given an interview with a magazine this week to say it's been a challenging few years being the age that I am, almost to the point where I felt like, well, I don't know what they're going to, people don't know what to do with me. I'm not 20 anymore. I'm not 30 anymore. There aren't that many good roles for women over 40. A lot of them don't have much substance other than being someone's mother or wife. You know, she's been in very few films in the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the Charlie's Angels movie. She's in that Bobby movie. Not much else. Meanwhile, you know, you look at her ex-husband, Bruce Willis, as a comparison. I mean, that guy's in 6 movies a year or something like that. He's a lot older than she is, but it's a lot easier for guys to get jobs at that age.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she's going to do or what she can do, but I mean, I guess she could be in bad movies. She could do that.
Yeah. I guess. Sure.
There are some people working, like Meryl Streep. Still
yeah, but she's considered like an actress's actress, right? I mean, she's considered really great.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah. I don't think Demi Moore can have that surgery done.
No. That's a really good point.
A good actress put in.
You know, you see, you know, you hear this. I mean, even somebody like Jodie Foster, double Academy Award winner, very infrequently works. She does less than a movie a year for the same reason, she says. Just tough to find roles in. Yeah. But when she does, they're always great. And she's got that that new movie out this week, too.
Good thing that all of the problems in Los Angeles have been solved. Very happy to see that because the city council had some time to vote yesterday, on naming a city block that surrounds the CNN building Larry King Square.
Really?
Okay.
Larry King Square.
Is this in Hollywood? Does it say?
It is, yes.
Yeah, right there by the CNN building.
Yep. Yeah. Larry King Square,
wow.
Which is more really of an explanation of his personality than anything else. But who? I mean, really, is that what we're down to?
That's sad.
Larry
no,
King
I don't
Square.
Think so. I think we still have problems.
Please. he's so out of it now. Larry
and
King.
The highest rated show on CNN,
how?
Of course.
How? He doesn't ask any questions.
Guests. They're not tuning in to see Larry. They're tuning in to see what Larry's guests have to say, I guess.
Where were you when John passed?
When John passed, I was in Sussex, at my home in Sussex.
Somebody called you?
Yeah. My manager at the time called me. That was just the shock of all shocks, you know.
George, where were you?
George?
No, this is Ringo.
Ringo, where were you?
I was in the Bahamas.
I was getting to it when George was there.
I was
you weren't, Larry. You've got
shut up, it's my
wrong.
Turn.
I know, but you've got your name wrong, Ringo.
I know,
on national
give
television.
Him a break.
Ringo's like, he's old, let him go.
In Larry's defense, there were 4 Beatles, and he had 2 of them in front of him, and it's hard to keep them all straight.
He called one of the Beatles by the wrong name.
By a dead one.
By a dead one, and the guy was sitting right in front of him. That rules.
They're not famous enough to know all their names.
No, that's
you really want to go there?
Who do you think?
Who do you think?
How do I know?
How do I know?
Because you know people that she knew. I don't know people that she knew.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
It's Larry with Robert Blake. Couple of musical notes. One is Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz in People magazine talking about what it's like to be with longtime girlfriend Ashley Simpson. We're past the honeymoon period, says Pete. The truth is it's crazy to be able to kiss your best friend. It's just a really awesome thing. He also denies that all their PDAs, a public display of affection, are for publicity. People will say, no one holds hands that much, but I'm like, why would you not want to touch the person that you're in love with, says Pete. Aww. Maybe because you're worried about infecting her with Fallout Boy. Did you ever think about that?
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fallout Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
And the other musical note is the Led Zeppelin reunion that has been rumored is now official. It's going to be a one-off charity show at a 20,000-seat capacity arena in London on the 26th of November. It is a charity function to raise money for educational charities. And they're selling tickets for about $250. Led Zeppelin, not the only band on the bill. It's a multi-act show. They're selling tickets for about $250. But it's not a call Ticketmaster or line up and win. It's a lottery. And you go to a website and you register, and then they randomly select you, and a certain number of people, 20,000 people, will get
really? In. So you have to be in a drawing to get the opportunity to spend $250 per ticket?
Yeah, but you're never going to probably see them again.
Wow.
Yeah, right now, this is a one-off gig. There are no plans to tour, although, as we've talked about on this show, it would be the most lucrative thing on the road.
Yes.
But so far, and Monday at noon, I think, is the deadline, UK time. So far, more than 20 million people have registered on the website to get a chance to buy those tickets.
Wow. Now,
Bean, because of that, because of all the things you've just said, why would they hold it in a 20,000-person stadium? Why wouldn't they go for, like, Wembley? I mean, they'd get the same amount of people for the same price, except
yeah.
they get 85,000 people.
Yeah, it's a good question. Don't know. Don't know what the logistics are in the show. Maybe it has something to do with some of the other bands on the bill that don't want to be in an arena that big. I mean, Zeppelin could certainly fill it. But, and make it a good show, you know, because they're used to those kind of stadium gigs. But 20 million people have crashed the website, basically, trying to sign up for this opportunity to see Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, by the way, for young people, is one of the seminal hard rock bands of all time. You can ask many of the K-rock artists we play who they admire the most. A guy like Dave Grohl will tell you that it starts and ends with Zeppelin. But they sold over 300 million albums at the time and still sell millions of records every year.
Well, that's why they don't need the money. That's why they don't need to tour.
They certainly don't, but I guess they don't want it to be embarrassing to be out there at 60 and doing the hits from the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
But there's so many fans who love that band so much who would love the opportunity to see them live. You
sure.
know?
Absolutely.
So, anyway, you can go for it if you want, but it seems unlikely you'll get lucky enough to get tickets.
Then you got to get tickets, then you got to go to England.
Yeah, exactly.
then you got to go to England, right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Let's see. How about Fiona Apple? How awesome is she, by the way?
She's
pretty
amazing.
Great.
Had her on the show a couple times. She is 30 today. Randy Jones. You don't know the name. Neither do I. But he is the original cowboy in the Village People, turned 55 today. Imagine being in the Village People.
Just imagine you used to be in the Village People.
Yeah, even worse, I guess. Actress Jean Smart from 24 is 48 years old today. And Dave Mustaine, the man behind Megadeth, Metallica. Really one of the worst mustaches in rock, too. Dave is 46, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beats. Also, Kevin, it's the rematch tomorrow. Your friend Joe Rogan stops by.
There's no rematch, dude.
Apollo astronaut Kevin Ryder versus Joe Rogan. That's going to be tomorrow morning. That's at 9 right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in Russia. This is a really bizarre story, and I had no idea that the problem was this big. But according to the report that we're reading, population in Russia is shrinking by 700,000 people a year.
Wow.
Because
they got problems over there.
Because of a high death rate boosted by AIDS, alcoholism, and suicide.
Nice place to live.
So there's a lot fewer people being born than there are dying, and so their population is just dropping like a rock.
Wait, hold on. Let's try to figure out why, because the birth rate is not what makes our population go up. It's immigration, right?
Yes.
Let's try to figure out why people aren't moving to Russia. 100 below and a high death rate boosted by AIDS, alcoholism, and suicide.
Yeah.
Sounds like my next vacation home.
Yeah, about Chernobyl.
Does sound good.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
So
but where else could you find so many six-legged cows and sheep, Lisa?
Good point.
That's true. Yeah. So there's a regional governor named Sergei Morozov who has given everybody the day off. I guess this was yesterday. Gave everybody the day off. He said, here's what we want you to do. We want you to take the day off. We want you to stay home, and we want you to conceive a baby.
How about that?
Gave
by the
them
way.
The day off of work to do that.
Don't you think they're too sick, too drunk, or too depressed to have sex, though?
Well, maybe, but so then they added prizes, which is always good because that's a good reason to have a kid, so you can win like a you know a lollipop
a blender.
Or something.
Excellent.
So they're giving away like you know automobiles,
really?
And I think next year they're giving away an apartment. I think what they do is they judge it 9 months from yesterday.
From yesterday, and which happens to be their Independence Day, their Russia Day, and of all the people who have children 9 months from yesterday, they do drawings and give out prizes. So there are people yesterday who may not even want kids, but go, sure could use a new sports car.
Oh my God.
Let's go ahead and have a baby. So we want to find out if these are good communists or not. Did they follow the government's recommendation, take the day off, and just stay home and just bang it out? So we're going to dial up. I know it doesn't usually go well when we call overseas.
Oh, no, it always goes well.
I think so.
But what can go wrong with calling Russia, for God's sakes? This is going to go smooth. Our Russian and their English skills put together, how can we miss?
The Oktyabrskaya Hotel. In Ulyanovsk, Russia. I know, it's like you're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I transported you right to Russia. Hi, do you speak English, ma'am?
Yes. Would you be so kind to speak slowly?
Speak slowly, yes. You're a hotel in Russia, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yekaterinburg.
Okay.
Yekaterinburg.
We are calling about your National Conception Day yesterday. Did you stay home from work and have sex?
Sorry, you called yesterday, yes?
No.
Okay.
No. We're calling about National Conception Day, the holiday yesterday in your country where you were to stay home from work and have sex. You know, a little in and out?
They don't have in and out there, B. It's kind of a West Coast thing.
No. I'm not talking about the burger recipe.
Ma'am, let me just start. Did you have yesterday off of work?
Was yesterday a holiday?
Holiday.
At any point, did you find your ankles behind your ears?
Sorry.
How are we doing so far?
Well, not good.
She's still on the phone. That's good.
Better than usual.
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
You speak English?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. We're calling about National Conception Day. Did everyone have the day off of work yesterday?
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Yesterday, was it a holiday so you could make babies?
Sounds like they're handing the phone to somebody else.
Do the dirty deed?
Yeah, they'll get that, Lisa. They'll get the dirty deed.
Have a little something-something.
Penetrate the iron
Dancing
curtain.
In the sheets.
I can't understand you. And,
Okay.
Can you repeat
All right. Yes, let me try it again. Did you have sex yesterday to try to make a baby?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that took long enough.
Well, that didn't go as well as usual.
Oh, that's it. I left big boy for this.
Hold on. Let's try another one. Let's try one more because I felt like we were dangerous and close to a breakthrough there. I don't have
what
anything to base that on.
Why did you think that? We were way far away.
I don't know. It just seemed like eventually we were going to hit on the right phrase that was something they knew what we were talking about. That's all right. It would take.
We're going to call a French restaurant now in Russia.
Well, he knew what we were talking about at the end.
French restaurant at in Ulyansk of Russia.
They have to have all heard about it. Clearly, it has to be big news in that city, right?
It's a tiny city. It's like there's four hotels. That's all. Hello, do you speak English?
Hello.
Do you speak English? Okay. Well, I think
that was just rude.
Did she hang up already?
I guess Reagan was right about you people.
Wow. Well, there you have it, our hard-hitting interview.
Not very nice.
So I guess the question remains unanswered. We don't know whether they went for it or not. But by the way, you know, you're looking for ways to improve your popularity, Mr. President of our country. You might look to your friends in the former Soviet Union for a plan like this.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 27 minutes after 7 o'clock.
What? What's
Kevin,
so funny?
This is Kevin
the best thing ever.
Being
Kevin.
No, I'm just being ding-ding. An idiot. And Lisa, you do not call me a ding-ding.
I did.
All right. Kid Rock is coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, the best damn TV show that I've ever seen. If you want to go to YouTube and just type in Let's Paint, you'll get a bunch of these episodes.
Look, I have heard your hyperbole before. I have heard you oversell. Yeah. I have heard you exaggerate. I've seen you come back from Transformers and say it's one of the 10 greatest motion pictures ever made. However, in this case, I think you're under-promising.
Yes.
Because Let's Paint Exercise in Blendrix TV is maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen in my
life. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's hosted by a guy named John Kilduff. And I'm not kidding. He runs on a treadmill. And he paints, and he makes blended drinks, and all at the same time, and takes phone calls.
But and why, though? Why?
To encourage your creativity, Bean. He's your muse. He okay. also does Let's Paint, Exercise, Eat Pie, and Play Chess.
I would love to see that.
This is the first clip where he's kind of introducing the show.
Yes, I'm your host, John Kilduff. We're going to get to painting. We're going to do some exercising. And, of course, we're going to make some wonderful blended drinks.
Now, I don't know how you put all those three together, but he's got a blender to one side. He's got an easel to the other side. And he's walking on a treadmill. And at the very beginning of the show, it's clear that he's completely winded.
Like, he's just walking, too. He's not running.
He's not in shape. It's not like he walks every day. He's way out of breath when he begins. And he also can't paint. And he doesn't know how to make a blended drink.
It's
a cable access show. I think it's on Time Warner Cable here in Southern California.
So it ought to be called Let's Paint Exercise in Blend Drinks Poorly is what it ought to be called.
He can't do any of the above. So he's walking, he's out of breath, and then it's not enough to paint and walk on the treadmill and make blended drinks. He's taking calls. And if you know anything about cable access TV, there's no, you don't have to be in delay. There's no language problems.
Really?
Nope. People could just call in and say anything they want. So
we should be on cable access.
So anything that that you hear beeped, we had to beep to play it for you on the air.
Wow.
But they don't have to on the TV show. And there's not one single real call. Every single person tries to get through. They ask like a good question or whatever to get put on hold, and then they just blast him with whatever they want while he's walking desperately trying to catch his breath.
And I know juices are the way to go, you know? I mean,
definitely.
It keeps you healthy. And this is Santa Monica f***ing mess, gang.
All right, man.
Yes. So F the MS gang. I think that's the Mala Salvatrucha gang, I believe,
that
he's talking about. So,
Book.
So
that's Kevin and Kerouac.com if you're in the gang.
No. So then that was the guy, the caller. So obviously everybody has like a thing that they want to say when they get on. So that guy calls back.
Hello, caller.
Santa Monica.
All right.
What did he say?
Santa Monica.
Oh.
So then he hangs up and another guy calls to kind of combat that.
Kind of a good brisk walk.
Yeah, like you could draw like maybe a guy with red, like signifying like blood, you know?
Right. Some sort of bloody thing.
Ah, Santa Monica.
Oh, okay. All right, now.
Now, here's my favorite part, because the guys obviously, they're leading him into thinking that they're going to say something, and then they just start, you know, shouting curse words and stuff. Now, here he's trying to kind of recover from that, but he's so out of breath that he can't barely even stand up.
This show's about the creative process. It's not about getting shouts out. We want to try to help you all out. Okay, it's a tough world, like first caller mentioned. Okay, we're trying to make this a little happier place, huh?
You gotta remember, folks, as you're listening to this guy out of breath, he looks like he's about 50,
yeah.
Bald, wearing a suit,
yes.
On a treadmill, also making blended drinks and painting at the same time he's taking phone calls.
And wearing gloves, and he's wearing a suit jacket at the same time. And his suit jacket has, like, powder and paint and everything all over it. He's just a complete mess. So now he's asking to make sure that the phones are screened.
Okay, I presume we've screened this line out. Line 50, hello. Johnny, that wasn't screened. You got another screen caller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's try this one. Caller?
I'm not a camera too.
All right. Okay, maybe we won't take calls today.
What is he painting,
it's
by the way?
It's one after another after another.
You can't tell.
You can't tell.
You can't make it out.
It's just a
mishmash.
Because he's a horrible painter.
Plus, he's on a treadmill.
Yes.
I'm sure if you could taste the blended drinks, they'd be horrible, too. Let's talk to Yuri real quick on line one in Bellflower, because she apparently has worked on one of this dude's shows.
Oh, awesome. Yuri?
Yeah.
How great is this guy?
Oh, it was hilarious. I was setting up to be as a, what is it, like a
Dude, you're not painting or making blended drinks. You ought to be able to talk.
A producer, you're working on the show in some way? Intern?
I was an intern for Adelphia.
Okay.
Doing this, and it was my first show ever, because it was like my first day being an intern.
Right.
And
we don't care as much about you as we do about him.
Well, he's setting up. He's like eating his lunch from McDonald's from across the street.
Nice.
And then he puts it up on a table, sets up his treadmill, and goes, today he starts like warming up, and I'm going to treadmill and paint my lunch.
Paint my lunch.
Oh, that's what he's trying to paint.
And you can't, and by the way, he's painting. He's also got a, at one point, he's got a model, a gigantic fat man wearing a crown and a scepter, and that's his model that he's painting. But now he's making drinks in a blender, and he doesn't know how, so he puts in ice and a banana. Only ice.
That's it?
And a banana, and he can't figure out why it's not working.
Let's just put it in there. All right. And just for practicalities, let's just see it work. Pulsate it. Ah, damn it. There you go. How do you get that thing to... Johnny, what's wrong with this machine?
You need some liquid.
Oh, you need the liquid.
All right. Johnny, what's wrong with this machine? It's not working.
I have no idea.
The problem is the machine, dude. I'm sorry. That's not the trouble here. That's not the weak link.
So he says, I need to have some liquid, so then a caller calls in.
What would I could do for you for your creativity process?
Well, I was understanding that you needed some liquid.
That's right.
And I just thought maybe I could be of help. I got all the liquids in the world.
All right, I know where you're going. Thanks, Carl.
So he hangs up on him, and then another guy calls, and another guy is like trying to push him because he's clearly all on the verge of a heart attack. He's walking too fast on this treadmill.
Yeah.
Again, YouTube, type in Let's Paint. This guy is like trying to push him to go faster and make more drinks and all that.
All right, let's go. Okay, go.
Faster, brother.
All right.
Back it, man. Make some more of that juice.
All right, we're at five. Okay, five.
Faster, you wussy.
There's my mic. Oh, we lost the creativity that we got with that particular person.
Oh, that's too bad. You lost the creativity. He's like, make some drinks.
Okay, I call her up. Let's pay cook our size blend drinks.
Oh, dude, you guys are open. Let me get an order of Cheetos, dude, and a large chipotle.
Because a guy ordering food from him like he's in a drive-thru. No one is serious. And this caller thinks that his blended drink needs something a little more than juice.
Hi, caller. Welcome to Let's Pay Cook Size TV.
Yeah, you should throw some weed in that blender, man.
All right.
And finally, before we take a break and come back with Kid Rock, the first female caller that he has. And this was good.
Hi, Joanna. Do you like to paint? Or
I like to paint. I like to make juices, and I want to suck your
All right.
Well, Baba Booey to that.
That, of course, is Kid Rock's new song, So Hot.
That is from the CD coming out on October the 9th called Rock and Roll Jesus. Let me tell you something about Kid Rock, by the way. One of my favorite memories, and I can't remember which Woodstock it was that we went to, Kevin. It was either Woodstock 25 or Woodstock 30. But Kid Rock was on the bill and came out in a sea of superstars, just burned the place down.
Yeah.
One of the greatest live performances I've ever seen in my life. And we saw him, we interviewed him right before he was going up there. He's like, yeah, it's going to be fine. I'm not at all worried about it. I've been, you know, I'm one of those guys who's been on the road for 10 years before anyone ever knew who I was. I got chops, right? So he went out there, he blew the place away, and then he came off stage. He's like, so that happened. I was just like, he had every confidence in the world, but nobody could believe how good he was.
I had the exact same thing where a friend of mine had heard of Kid Rock in the record industry, and it was just before he released Devil Without a Cause, which, you know, sold 10 million copies. And he was playing at the Roxy or some tiny little place like that. And same thing. Just loved every second of it. Yeah. A great performer. And it was just amazing. I was like, wow, how could I not have heard of this guy before?
Now, he is one of the most electrifying performers on the live stage, and that's why we're excited to have him back on the bill on a K-Rock show. It's been a while. That'll be Saturday, September 15th, this Saturday at the Home Depot Center in Carson. Kid Rock on the bill for the K-Rock LA Invasion. We're very excited to welcome him back on the Kevin and Bean Show after quite a few years away, too. Hey, Kid Rock, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, man?
Good to talk to you again, dude. How you been?
Long time no talk. How have you guys been?
Very good. Thank you.
We were just talking you up while we were waiting for you to call about how great...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you've earned it, man. You're an amazing live performer. But it's funny because for K-Rock listeners, they think Kid Rock's been away, and you haven't really been away. It's just the music kind of you turned a little bit more toward your love of the countryside, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, with a song I did with Cheryl Picture. It's just now just kind of been creatively confused.
Well, we're glad you're doing rock again. I'm really excited about this new CD that's coming out. Is the CD a lot like this song? So hot?
The CD is it's very, you know, everyone that's been describing it to me back and many people I've played for, it's very American rock and roll, yes. I mean, there's hints of everything.
Excellent.
But there's only one rhyme, there's only one rap thing on the album. The rest is very straight-based, like rock and roll. There's one good ballad. There's some great, like, soulful Motown-feeling stuff, and there's one absolute great honky-tonker on there.
You're one of those rare people that can kind of move around from genre to genre and actually pull different things off.
Thank you. I don't know. That's you know. If I answer, it's like I'm tooting my own horn.
Yeah. Remember when you came into our studios and we were asking you about Joe C. Yeah. God rest his soul, and people that thought that he was your son. Remember that?
Yeah. those whole early days were filled with that, and looking back now, like how many years later, just such you know those stories I treasure so. Keep so close to my heart because they're just so great.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys were very very close, and we were all sad when we heard that. That news. So this is you're doing our show, but then I see you're actually getting out on the road. You're doing a big tour. I mean, you're going to be back in a big way this year, right?
Yeah. I mean, this the new record I've made. I'm doing everything I can to work it because it's honestly the finest piece of work I've ever done, and I'm just really proud of it as a songwriter and a performer. But we're actually going to go on to start. We're going to do like 10 clubs. 10 small clubs. We haven't played clubs since probably you guys saw me.
Oh, at the Roxy, I think it was. That was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, we're going to go do 10 of those, play, you know, play in New York, and we're obviously doing your show. It's not quite a club.
Right.
Quite a club. Quite a bill lineup that would fit in a club.
Yeah, sure. That's true.
So after the L.A. invasion, yeah, then we go out and start this little club thing, and then we'll hit the arenas in January and then Big Shed Tour in the summer.
Wow.
Now, are you, kid, are you still living out there in Michigan near Detroit?
Yeah, I still live in northern Michigan. My son's in school here. My son started at all-boys Catholic school this year, believe it or not.
Wow.
How funny is that?
You should see me walking through the hallways there.
What the hell? I mean, do the other parents stand around and go, so, what do you do?
But I do have a place in Malibu that I try to get out to as much as I can, especially when it gets cold here in the summertime.
Yeah, that's smart.
Now, we saw you on the TV this weekend, kid. I know you know we had to bring that up, but...
did you see those MTV awards?
Oh, my God.
You heard something about it.
You know what's incredible is I don't know how MTV does it with their editing and their camera filters. I mean, because when you looked at it on TV, it looked like Britney Spears was overweight and lip-syncing.
They did her an injustice, didn't they?
Is that incredible? And then, like, Kanye West, you know, didn't win an award.
Right.
And I already knew George Bush didn't like black people, but I didn't know that MTV didn't either.
Right, he said, give a black man a chance. That was funny.
Exactly.
Now, here's my question, kid. How is it possible with the 200 cameras that MTV seemed to have... that no one got the fight between you and kid, you and Tommy Lee.
Incredible, because you know what's more incredible is the kids next to me, the Entourage kids, Kevin Conley and Adrian.
Adrian Ganier, right?
Yeah, Adrian Ganier. They were shooting a documentary. They had a video camera in their hand.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
So did they get it?
No, because Kevin afterwards, he goes, I can't believe I didn't get that. That was the most incredible thing I've ever
Go do that again. Well, Tommy Lee wrote on his website that it was all you, of course, that he was just sitting there minding his own business, and then Pamela pretty much just attacked him and started making out with him, and then that made you mad, and then you hit him. That was his version of it.
Well, he's doing what he does best, talk.
What is it from your vantage point that happened?
It's honestly, you know, I've been instructed not to talk to my attorneys, but you know, obviously, I can't live by that because it's just not right.
Okay.
And this is the one thing you got to remember here: there are kids involved. The things I do in my antics, my kid has to go to school and hear about it.
Right.
So I try to be careful with what I do and what I say. This was a situation that was unavoidable. This has been a lot of years of very disrespectful things, and I'll tell you the last contact I had with him was. When me and Pam were going through our divorce, he picked up her email, her BlackBerry, and started emailing me a lot of horrendous things.
Oh, you're kidding.
I mean, just coming at me. And I said to him that day, I said, you're nothing but a phone call, and I will see you again. That's all I have to say. You know, and it was extremely disrespectful.
So it's been a long time coming. It wasn't just something that happened at the MTV Video Music Awards.
No, and it had absolutely zero to do with Pam. I mean, she is... The best thing I did was file for that divorce. You know, and you have to go through these things to realize that, you know. I was in love with her. I went through it. I did what I had to do, and thank God I got out of it in hindsight. I mean, thank God I got out of it.
And, but it was a combustible situation having you two so close together on Sunday night then.
Somebody knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Well, then why weren't they filming it?
When I walked into MTV, there was a press line that was very long.
Yeah.
Somebody walked me right to the front of the line and conveniently stuck me right behind Pamela.
Oh, wow.
I just looked at the guy and I go, come on, dude.
Yeah, you know he's hoping for some fireworks at that point.
Right, which I didn't care. I'm like, you know, I adore kids, but I just really want nothing to do with that world.
Right.
You know, even before the first time we went through this whole marriage thing didn't work out, I stayed away. No contact, no nothing, which is what I've done now. I just don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
I knew it was a bad career move to begin with to get involved with her, everything around her, because your life becomes this freaking circus because that's what she wants, is this media attention.
Right, sure.
And, you know, my first love's music. And, you know, now you got to look like a clown because you're involved with her. And then you got, you know, this joker of an ex-husband over here who comes in and just, you know, tries to stir things up and make blogs and, you know, do inconvenient thing with the kids and just all over the map. It's just, you know,
What was he even doing at the MTV Awards?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He wasn't
like 45 years old, doesn't have a record coming out, doesn't even like rock and roll, wants to be in a techno band. Like, why would you go? Like, I wanted to go to that because I have a record coming out, and I want to do the press line. I want to promote it because I think it's a great record.
Of course.
Comes out October 9th.
October 9th, right.
But I mean, to be that age, I don't want to go sit there and watch Britney Spears and, like, some kid dance on tables like Michael Jackson. I don't care about it. I mean, you haven't seen me at the MTV Awards since I've had my last record.
It has been a long time. That's
true. No, that's one thing about Kid Rock, by the way, and I understand what you're saying about getting into that fishbowl with that marriage to Pam, is that you are a guy who respects his privacy, and you have a personal life, and you turn it on and turn it off, and you're out there when you need to be out there, and you're at home when you can be.
Exactly.
Although,
the biggest thing about this is the kids.
Right.
Not only my kids, they have kids too.
Right.
You know, when you go running your mouth and saying this stuff, it's our kids who have to have the rebuttal of that in school and with their friends and in the neighborhoods they have to live in.
Yeah.
Right,
You know, this was unavoidable. I had to do what I had to do because it was a long time coming. And it was like, when I came back from the bathroom, he was sitting right next, you know, it was even more disrespectful. After everything he said, I was like, that's enough. That's it.
Let me ask you this, kid, and I respect that you can't talk about specific details of what happened on the advice of your attorney, and I think that's probably smart on your behalf. But, I mean, is this something that you're going to have a court date on and we'll have to answer to, or is it something that's just going to go away, or what's the next step in that process?
I'm really not sure. I think we're kind of just kind of sitting in the I'm just kind of sitting and waiting here for my wonderful attorneys.
Nothing's going to happen.
It does seem like a no harm, no foul type of thing. I mean, for God's sakes, if they haul everybody into jail that gets involved in a scuffle with a dude, you know, I mean, we'd be more overcrowded than we already are.
Then it's a long history and a long time coming. You know what I can't tell you? I can't tell you how many freaking. I've never gotten more emails in my life from people that were proud of me. And it started off with Jenna Jameson's email, like, God, thank God somebody did that, and blah, 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 all the way to, like, friends in Nashville, like, Martina McBride's husband and their daughters.
Oh, my God.
Like, Kid Rock, we love you. That was great.
Nice job.
I was like, wow. I didn't know what to make of it.
For the record, I mean, we've had Tommy Lee on the show a lot of times, and we've always gotten along great with him. He's always been a real cool dude to us, but then we're not at all involved in the kind of situation you're in, so we don't know what the facts are of that personal situation. I mean, professionally to us, we've never had any problem with the dude, but I understand you're coming from a different place.
We got mutual friends, and that's fine.
Right.
You know, I really don't wish anything that bad on anybody. You know, at the end of the day, there's certain people I don't believe in, you know, and I've really never had problems with anybody. I've always gotten along with people.
Right.
So it is what it is, man. Hopefully at the end of it, you know, if it's smart, it'll just be like, you know what, you know down deep you had it coming. Just leave it alone now. Go your own way.
Nothing's going to happen between now and Saturday, though, right?
You'll be all right. You'll be there Saturday.
Carson, California would be the wrong place to mess around. All my L.A. guys are there. All the Booyah Tribe, everybody's down there.
Yeah, I think they got your back. Home Depot Center Saturday. Kid Rock is on the bill along with Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Paramore, Against Me. It's a tremendous lineup. And trust us when we say, like we did when we brought the kid on, that he's one of the best live performers on the road today. Get a ticket if you don't have one. And Kid Rock, I know we're going to see you again before the CD Rock and Roll Jesus comes out on October 9th. Hopefully we get a chance to spend a little more time together.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Toyota owners now through September 16th at your Southern California Toyota dealer. With a purchase of any service of $69.99 or more, you'll receive two tickets to the Illinois County Fair.
$69.99.
You guys are children. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
All right, thank you, Lisa. Ralph's on vacation. We'll take a look at the Showbiz Beat. And by the way, if I have the schedule correct in front of me, Kevin, we're taking calls now for Kelly Rock's LA Invasion tickets. You want to see the Kid Rock that we just talked to on the phone? You can call right now. Am I right?
You are right. You have to be pretty good with lyrics for this next game. We got a new game for you. Our new games never go well, but we're going to try another one. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to go now. And I wanted to add one more thing about Kid Rock that I didn't get a chance to bring up when we were talking to him, and that is he's done a tremendous amount for the troops. A tremendous amount. He did fundraisers when the USS Cole thing happened. He's gone over to Iraq several times.
I didn't
times.
Even know that.
Yeah, he's done a lot of USO stuff for the troops, wow. Which is a pretty amazing thing. You know, it seems like very few people end up doing that, but he's one of them.
Great.
I'd also like to say, let's not pretend there's not at least 3 minutes of worthwhile time if you're married to Pam Anderson. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying it can't be the worst. I mean, it may be bad. He may be glad to be out of it, but it can't always be the worst thing in the world. You know, I'm just saying. All right, quickly, we're talking about the MTV Video Music Awards. Here's something I have not seen before. In Touch Weekly has published some of the contract writers from Sunday Night's show
yes.
in Las Vegas. And these
I
are always this. Fascinating. These are just tidbits from the various contract writers. And a writer is what the artist requests from a venue when they go to perform a concert there. These are things that they ask for to be provided for them. And it's you know, it's part of the contract. They don't show if you don't get the stuff. For instance, Britney Spears wanted mini sandwiches, which, looking at her, I can't believe. I believe that's true.
Well, she had 200 of them.
Maybe that's what it is. Fallout Boy requested and got a breakdancing mat in their dressing room before they took the stage.
That's on my rider.
50 Cent has something that he doesn't want rather than something that he does want, and that's styrofoam. No styrofoam in his room.
What?
That's
I don't
weird.
Know. I don't know. Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Requested English breakfast tea,
fine.
Baked Lay potato chips,
fine.
Low-salt tuna, and apple slices.
Whatever
maybe Brittany ought to be getting what Nicole's getting, by the way, if you saw the difference between those two. And here's my favorite. Justin Timberlake gets the honors, according to In Touch Weekly magazine, as being the thirstiest performer around. He requested and required Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, Grey Goose, Captain Morgan, Coors Light, Corona, Heineken, and the appropriate mixers.
Man, stock in a bar.
That is awesome.
That was Timberlake?
Mm-hmm.
That's
no,
Timberlake, yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Justin
Timberlake.
Pantera's
writer.
That's, that ought to keep him covered for one night
wow.
in at the MTV Video Music Awards, right? So, anyway, good times right there.
Hayden Panettiere, if you didn't hear this earlier, is single
Ooh.
And legal now.
Nice.
According to US Weekly, or Us Weekly, I'm sorry. She has ended a relationship with ex-reality star Stephen Colletti. Thank God.
I don't know who that is.
He was on the hills.
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
In the hills.
Oh, Laguna,
yeah.
Beach.
Laguna Beach Hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's single and looking for
Me.
Somebody.
I definitely feel empowered by being 18, by being able to call myself an adult.
Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen this week's episode of The Hills. I've been too busy, so don't spoil it for me. And I don't know if this is in the show or not. But according to the Star magazine, Spencer does not plan to marry Heidi. He's just using her to make lots of money.
What?
That's what they say. In the same issue, In Touch magazine, yes?
Hate The Hills. Hate.
Right.
But yesterday I was watching TV. I was trying to watch Californication, which I had TiVo'd.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it was on, and I couldn't not watch it. And I hated it. But I did get out on one good note. I don't remember which dude it was, but he said, I dated someone for 7 years in high school.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Seems like maybe that's a little dumb, but...
Although, I still think Whitney is hot and would like to see
show.
More of her. I do. Are you guys with me on Whitney? She's hot, right?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
hot, but I hate the show.
Anyway, so they say he doesn't plan on marrying her, which, by the way, is going to be doing her the biggest favor ever, if that's the case. In the same issue of In Touch magazine, there is a picture of Heidi, though, at a boutique in Beverly Hills trying on a wedding gown. So it does sound like maybe there's some drama going on down the road there. Speaking of weddings, Nicole Richie, who we heard was going to recently be married to Good Charlotte boyfriend Joel Madden. The plan was they're going to try to get married before they had the baby, which seems so old-fashioned to me. They've called it off. According to Star Magazine, again, Nicole is feeling too much pressure to plan a wedding and get ready to have a baby all at the same time. Joel says he's disappointed, but he understands, doesn't want to add to her stress, so that's fine.
This isn't the first time she's called off a wedding, is it?
That's true.
She seems
I think
to
you're
not
right.
be able to follow through with that situation.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. Now, this is weird, and every once in a while we'll see this in a Hollywood celebrity story, and this isn't me, okay? Mary-Kate Olsen says, and she's just the latest celebrity to say, that she runs around her house naked all the time.
Oh, oh.
Did you see that?
This is like a skeleton.
I just threw up.
She says, I run around in my house naked and heels all the time. It's so funny. All my friends will tell you that I love running around naked, sometimes in kimono, sometimes in jewelry or naked with jewelry. I mean, who runs around naked in their house?
Naked with jewelry?
Well, I do a little bit.
Really?
Explain it to us at length.
Well, I mean, if I...
Under what circumstances?
If I'm getting ready to go to bed, especially in the summer when it's been so hot, you know, yeah. I get undressed, wash my face and stuff, and then I forget that I have to get something out of my bag in the living room. So I go
slowly,
in the living
slowly.
Room and I get it. And then
I need another 30 seconds.
I need something in the kitchen and I go in there and... I don't know. It's not a big deal, right?
What else
do you do? Laundry. I do laundry.
Yeah.
Watch TV.
Stretch.
Really?
You stretch
a lot?
Stretching.
And then you get out an ear of corn.
Not sure what that means, but it sounded good.
Why is there no webcam? Anyway, so she's the latest who's running around naked. I don't know what that's all about. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth is 46 years old today. Actress Jean Smart, 48. Fiona Apple. Lovely, talented, 30 years old today. And Randy Jones, the original cowboy in The Village People, turns 55. Say hi to him later when you see him at Rage, all right? Would you party like? That's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. Tell you a show that is going on, though, is the K-Rock LA Invasion, which is this Saturday. And my God, what a lineup. I can't believe we have more tickets to give away right now.
We have Kevin Federlezzi in the studio.
Yeah,
good morning, Kevin.
Yeah. Booyaka, 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 yeah. 24-inch rim, 10-inch limb. You know what I'm saying? Downstairs. Buck.
You must be the happiest little ex-husband in the world to see what's become of your wife, Brittany, since you guys broke up.
Yo, dog, it's not recent that she's become like that. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like they had a way of keeping it under wraps. But now without me, you know what I'm saying, to like help polish her image,
yeah,
she's just
you.
Going straight down the tube, straight down the tube.
Right.
Well, in Kevin's defense here, think about this. He was such a douchebag when they were married that we kind of did focus on him more. And maybe that did shield some of what Britney had going on at the time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Britney,
maybe he's right.
Became famous and was a superstar before she ever met you.
Well before.
You know that, right?
All right. Yes,
we're gonna get what we're gonna have happen here is we're gonna have some lyrics that are rapped. We're gonna get it rapped, and then you have to tell us what song it is and by what band. It will be one of the songs of one of the bands that's playing the K-Rock LA Invasion.
I'm straight wigging, yeah, you can say I'm wigging out. Wanting to be black is what a wigger's all about.
Oh yeah. This is a dope game, you know what I'm saying? I'm making right. hip-hop versions of all your favorite songs from the bands on the LA Invasion.
That.
Yeah, word to your mother.
Just explain that. Yep.
Let's right. Give it a try with contestant number one. This is going to be Trevor in Mission Viejo. So listen up. Kevin Federlezzi is going to rap a song that you'll hear on stage if you win the tickets. If you can identify it by title and artist, you go in the drawing to win. Are you ready, Trevor?
Yep.
There you go.
All right, listen up.
Yeah, hit that dark cable. Here we go. I needed somewhere to hang my head without a noose. He gave me something I didn't have but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest, but I break the loose.
Trevor, boy, that sounds a little different than the way we know it, but what do you think, Trevor? Title and artist.
I don't want him to repeat it. I don't know. I got liquid for you.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Nope.
It's this song right here.
I needed somewhere to hang.
My version's better.
I don't know that I'd go that far, no.
Anna is in Whittier, contestant number two on, what do we call this? Ask a Wigga? What is it? Oh, Wiggin' Out.
Wiggin' out.
All right, Anna, listen up. Here's Kevin Federlezzi's version of a K-Rock song. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't F with the big 4-0. Bro, I got to maintain.
What's up?
Oh!
Can't put that on the air.
So I don't know why you thought you could say that and still win something.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
it's all right.
My God.
Give us a guess. It is Cypress Hill. We just need a song title.
Oh, my God. I forgot the name of
it. It's only one of their biggest.
Oh. I'm sorry. We were looking for Insane in the Brain. Is what
the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out.
Sorry. Thank you.
We don't want her or her potty mouth at the LA Invasion anyway.
Exactly, Kevin Federlezzi. Amanda is in Whittier. Amanda, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, again, it's going to be – the plan is it's there's supposed to be a drawing with everyone who gets it right, but at some point we just hope that anyone gets it right. Amanda, listen up. Here's K-Fed.
Wiki. Yeah. The world is a vampire set to drain. Secret destroyers hold you up to the flame. And it's what do I get? for my pain. Betrayed desires and a piece of the gooka game. Kill Whitey.
It doesn't say kill Whitey.
It doesn't say that's an ad lib.
I might ad lib that a little bit.
All right.
Amanda.
I have no idea, but can I win something, please? I'm desperate.
We will give you a bottle opener. Congratulations.
That was, I thought that was an easier one, yeah.
That's the beginning of this song, for God's sakes. All right, you hold on. We're going to give you a bottle opener. That's what we got for you.
Amanda does not pay attention to lyrics, I guess.
No.
Why don't we try, let's try Kristen in San Dimas. All girls calling in, which would lead me to believe we'd have some winners because girls are good with lyrics, but yeah. So far not so much.
I do believe we're into sudden death now, though. As soon as somebody gets one right, they will win.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Kristen? I'm saying the way you're singing them doesn't ring a bell with most of our listeners. Kristen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here you go. Here's your song.
Good God, y'all. Here we go.
Okay, go.
Anytime.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass, ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we run out when I thought it was mine because she caught it from the mouth.
Well, certainly some hints in those lyrics. What do you think there, Kristen?
It's Misery Business by Paramore.
Yes!
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 So we gave you...
This is my favorite song right now. That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. We gave you Misery and Business in the lyrics, and that was apparently enough. You're going to see Paramore, who, by the way, will be on the Kevin Devine Show in this hour on tomorrow morning's show, but you're going to be there live to see him Saturday. Way to go.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, K-Fed.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm straight wigging. Yeah, you can say I'm wigging out. Wanting to be black is what a wigger's all about.
Hey, Bean, I've been listening to the show this week. This email begins from Kevin and Bean listener Michael. I noticed we haven't heard from Kevin's assistant, Linus. I realize that Ralph is on vacation this week, but where is Linus? The only conclusion I could come to is that Kevin's assistant, Linus, must be away on vacation with Ralph.
Oh!
I think is Linus Ralph's assistant now? Does Kevin know? I think Ralph has a lot of splaining to do when he returns. Wouldn't that be wild if we found out that Kevin's assistant Linus went on vacation with Ralph? They were gone all week.
I think Ralph has hired him away from me. I think that's what happened. He needed an assistant, so he stole him. He poached my staff.
They definitely did.
Excuse me? I don't have a staff.
Speaking of poaching your staff, that actually works us very nicely into this next topic. We, as you may or may not know, got into a little bit of trouble with the Homeowners Association recently. See what I mean?
That works well, right? That does work well,
like
yes.
It.
The Lavenders.
It's not so much that they're homeowners as they're homos. And we got in some trouble with them about a certain thing that we're not allowed to talk about. But a gay listener called in support. And by the way, we didn't get a chance to say this very much, but when we were going through those troubles, which have not abated yet, by the way.
Not even close.
A tremendous amount of support from all listeners, including the gay community. We very much appreciate that.
And I'd like to mention one other thing while we're on that topic, is that I printed out maybe 150 well-written, thoughtful emails from K-Rock listeners who said, if somebody's offended, they can change the channel. I don't understand. And brought them in and was told they don't count. No one cares.
Wow.
So good times. At the
one
K-Rock.
Complaint equals 100% of the response from the listeners. It doesn't matter how many people aren't offended or enjoy what you're doing.
How come?
So we got a lot of support from the gay community, which we very much appreciate because we're big fans of yours too, except for the whole boy on boy thing, which the Lord hates. But no, he loves the lesbians. He's just not down with the men. But anyway, I'm digressing. So they called up. And they said, guys, if you're running into trouble with some of the words that you're using to talk about us, here's the hint: call us the Lavenders. Nobody ever gets offended if you refer to the Lavenders. And a light bulb went up over our collective heads, and we said, that's what we need to do. Do some word substitutions, because if Lavenders is a safe word to use in that conversation, let's start calling them Lavenders.
Now, in this politically correct world, we know that you have had to deal with this at work or whatever, and you've come up with your own alternative words. We need to kind of get some of those and put them into our vocabulary, because we're not allowed to offend any groups. And I don't remember which story it was, but it was in England, and somebody was super offended by the word retard. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was someone in the government or something. So I don't remember, but yeah.
So then somebody in Britain put out a top 10 list of acceptable terms instead of the word retard, acceptable terms. And that's where we came across window licker, which is
awesome.
Way funnier than the word retard.
Yes.
And it seems like way more offensive, too, because it's an actual description of what those poor unfortunate people do in the back of the short bus.
That's right. But it's acceptable. So that's what we need. We need acceptable terms. Four offensive
because we're not going to stop
about
talking
groups.
About groups.
We can't.
We can't, right. But apparently the only real problem is using terms that some groups find offensive.
Are offended by.
And usually there's only a word or two that gets you in a tremendous
you
amount.
You guys are fags.
All right. Now, we don't, Tommy Lee,
we don't say that
We don't
word.
Need that.
We know that's offensive.
That's one of the words, by the way. If you say gay, no big deal. You use that word, it's super offensive. So we need another word that will substitute, that will work, that will fit for that. Like chodler. That's a good one.
Chodler's a good one.
Right? I mean,
no one can complain about that.
Nobody knows what that is, so good.
Homeowner. Nothing wrong with homeowner.
Yeah.
Brokeback. For instance,
Brokeback.
That's shorthand. For instance, we have been told that some people refer to African Americans as canoes.
Canoes. But that's...
Well, because they don't tip over. Or tip, in this case.
They don't tip, for God's sakes, Bean. It's not that they don't tip over.
I said both.
All right. So we're looking for the word, and then... The word that's acceptable.
Right.
Because it seems like if we could just substitute some of those words, a lot of this trouble will go away. Hopefully, at least. So let's say good morning to Nick in Orange. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, when you're around a bunch of ghetto people that you want to talk crap about, but you're afraid you'll get shot, we always just refer to them as Canadians. And, you know, the screener asked why, and I was like, why not?
Because
they don't
offensive.
Know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, who's offended by Canadians?
Well, yeah, but the problem is, especially with our work, is that if there's no clue to what we're talking about, all of a sudden we're just bad-mouthing Canadians. It doesn't really... I mean, it has to
complain.
Have... Somebody has to have some idea.
Well, that's just... I don't know. That was just our code word, so I figured I'd throw it out there for you guys.
Okay, Canadians.
Like
all right, thank you.
Well, we do like hearing the real-world stories, things that have worked for you out in the field that have kept you out of trouble, and I think that's where he's coming from, so I appreciate the call. What about Ryan in L.A.? Again, maybe more confusing to me than it is illuminating.
Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Bean? Lisa May?
Hi, Ryan.
Code words, please.
Mondays.
Mondays?
Yes, describing... the African American culture.
Why? What does Monday mean?
Well, nobody likes Mondays.
Oh, come on. See, this is exactly the attitude we're trying to get away from.
That is not helping. You're not helping us.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday. All right. We're going to take some more calls. 1-800.
Are we? Are we really?
1-0-6-7. That's the number. We'll take a quick break.
Also, the rematch of Kevin Ryder versus comedian Joe Rogan. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. And Emile Hirsch, actor from
Dummy.
Into the Wild movie. Yeah. So we're talking about code words. You try not to get in trouble when you're making a reference to somebody of a different persuasion, a different sexual preference, maybe a different race. You got to have a code word that you can use that's politically correct so that nobody gets offended. That's the world we live in. Got some great emails. Then we'll go right back to the phones at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean, Jonathan writes, here's a great substitute. If you want to talk about an Asian driver, you call them a welder because they all wear the gloves and those huge face masks when they drive. Yeah, that welder cut me off. Did you see that?
I also got an email from a guy whose last name is Kim, so I'm assuming he's Asian.
Right.
And he says he and his friends call black people ninjas.
Sure, that makes sense. I like that.
Here's another one from K-Rock Lister who says, a code word for a retarded person, how about sped? It's short for special ed, so you could call him a sped if you don't like window licker, perhaps. We call gay people at our work just fabulous. We don't say anything about them except that they're just fabulous. And finally, Barry writes in, guys, I can already tell right now this segment is going to end with the words, why take one call when you can take one call too many? And he could be right about that. But let's see what we have on the phones at 1-800-520-1067.
All right, let's start at Ken in Fountain Valley. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Ken. What you got?
What's the group?
Ken. They're homosexuals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Thanks for that call.
Why take one call when you can take one call too many?
How can our first call be one too many?
I know.
All right. Let's go to Kevin in San Bernardino. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Kevin.
What's your code?
My buddy Matt and I, we call all of the Mexicans Raider fans.
That's perfect.
That's not bad.
And, no. And accurate, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of sit here, we'll be driving to catch Rockies, go Raider fan.
Yeah, all right, I got
keep
you.
On going.
By the way, I'd just like to point out right now that no one needs to email us. We know not everyone that's Mexican is a Raider fan. We right. get that. Just take it easy, people. All right, let's okay. go to Robert in Rancho Santa Margarita. Good morning, Robert.
What's going on, guys? Hello, Misa May.
Hello, Robert.
What's your code?
The code is Twinkie mm-hmm. for the Asian community because Twinkie sounds like chinky and they're yellow.
Dear God.
Excuse me?
Why are you such a moron?
See, God. This is the kind of stereotype that we're trying to avoid. Here we are trying to bring people together, and that's what you put on our doorstep.
All right. Let's say good morning to Josh in Long Beach. Maybe our audience is the wrong ones to be giving us the code words.
So. Possible.
Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bernie and Lisa Mike.
Good morning.
Josh.
What?
Throw another shrimp on the bobby.
Yes, I will. I'll drink a Foster's while I'm at it.
Okay.
All right, what's yours?
Yeah, well, back home we call the Lavenders.
Yes.
Sneaky Butchers.
Sneaky
what?
Butchers?
Why?
Because they sneak the meat in the back door.
All right. They will now be forever known as Sneaky Butchers then.
Oh,
thank you, Josh.
That's the best.
Let's go down to line 8. Mike is on the line. He's from Pasadena. If you're just joining us, we're looking for code words. I don't know how Sneaky Butchers get you out of trouble, but all right. Mike, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hello. Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, for the African-American community, we call them Kingsford.
Kingsford?
Kingsford. If there's more of them, Kingsford.
No, you're not talking about charcoal.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike.
That's not even funny.
How does that help? All right.
Why is this such a bad idea?
It's a horrible idea. We need to do this on our own. Just introduce them.
Well, we'll have the opportunity to in another conference call at Mr. Weatherby's office in about an hour.
Let me just say this. That's why it's so hard for us working at this station, because all of you people out there have such a great sense of humor about this. You all have the ways you do it. We can't do that now.
Right.
We have to all of a sudden be politically correct.
Better, we have to be better than you.
Sucks ass.
It's impossible.
All right, Lionel in Venice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi,
Lisa. Hi, Lionel.
What's your term?
Border Brothers.
For Hispanics, yeah. Border Brothers?
For beaners, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're missing the point. The point is to get away from terms like beaners.
But Border Brothers, nice. It's nice. It's friendly.
I think we're going to the wrong
Because it's like calling them a neighbor, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we mean. Neighbors.
All right. Dare we go on? Why don't we try Lisa, who is on line 4 this morning, looking for code words here. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What do you have
for us?
She's on 5. It's line 5. Hold on.
Yeah. I apologize.
All right. Hi, Lisa.
A.K.A. Lisa. It's not really Lisa.
Ooh.
Oh, sneaky.
Okay.
But my cool, cool white friends were called lizards.
Lizards?
Yeah. And the real bad, bad white people were called them. That's what. Dragons.
You call them dragons.
Oh, I like that.
Now, lizards, why do you call...
A lot of our white friends kind of tend to like it now, so they like to be called dragons. But the cool ones, we call them lizards.
Hmm. What's the difference between a lizard and a dragon?
It's just a nicer form of it, I guess. Dragon, it's like dragon. Dragon.
So that's a bad white person.
Yeah. What is your background, Lisa?
Crazy. Her background is crazy, I can tell.
Are you Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was raised out there in Whiteyville. So.
I wish people would call me a dragon. That's good.
Yeah, kind of cool, see?
All right.
Or just Grand Wizard, either one.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought that's where it came from.
Is that where it came from, Lisa?
Merlin, White, you know.
Yeah, it didn't come from
Ku Klux Klan.
No.
You sure?
Did it?
Right. So they're the bad ones, the dragons.
That's a good one, though.
Thanks for the call.
Totally.
Thank you. Why don't we close with Cello from Eagle Rock? She is on line 8 because I have a feeling we're already in trouble, so let's cut our losses.
No, this is going well. Hi, Cello or Shello or Cello?
Hey, guys.
Hi,
Lisa May.
Hello.
What's your code?
It's Cookie Monsters for Lesbians.
Cookie Monsters.
Uh-oh. Right, because we love the cookie.
That's a very nice term.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Cookie Monster.
I like it.
All right. Let's end on that one. Let's just all say, hey, nice one. Good. Excellent. But do email us the ones that you have because as of right now, our company doesn't go through our email and look for offensive terms.
Yet. Right.
So that'll help us make up our own code so that we can keep our job past, say, tomorrow.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I gotta tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine today.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, dear God.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Here's what's funny. You get a phone call. You're Kevin of the Kevin Beach Show. You get a phone call that says, hey, you want to do a bit on the OC, one of the most popular shows on TV. And I know Kevin thinks, well, that's cool. Everybody loves that show. What could possibly go wrong? That can't come back to haunt me. And there it is.
Yeah.
Ralph is on vacation. We're taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. You know, we haven't mentioned it much because, frankly, we don't care. But the award season kicks off this Sunday night with the Emmy telecast. And let's not forget that Ryan Seacrest is hosting the show.
Yeah, that's why we're not excited about it.
Yeah.
Somebody asked Simon Cowell, I guess it was Extra TV, asked Simon, what do you think about Ryan hosting the Emmys? And he says this, quote, the worst thing that can happen, which I've said to him, is that you could humiliate yourself in front of all of America. The fact that most years it's hosted by a comedian and Ryan is not at all funny is a small issue. So at least he's right on. I don't know what they're going to expect him to do, but at one point last week, we heard that there was a musical number involved in his
Yes,
opening.
I hope that's true.
He wasn't going to try to do comedy, and I mean this sincerely. If you've heard his radio show, he doesn't do comedy. He doesn't do funny at all. So clearly, they're not bringing him on to play the, you know, the Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, Jon Stewart, guy makes funny comments after funny things on stage guy. He's
although,
not that guy.
Although I hope he tries, because he's gotten really quite good at hosting as long as he just has to read.
Right.
I think. But his hidden talent
his
is still
ad-lib.
Trying to be funny, because that always goes poorly. Simon Cowell was asked by the London Sun what he would have done with Britney Spears at the MTV Video Music Awards. He said, I would have pulled her off the bill no matter what it costs. I would have taken her off. She wasn't ready to sing.
Yep.
She wasn't ready to dance. Well, sing. She wasn't ready to lip sync.
She was the worst lip syncer I've ever seen on television.
She wasn't ready to dance. Doesn't matter what it would have cost, he would have pulled her off and not had her go on stage.
Would have done her a favor.
Yeah.
It does seem like if there was one person actually looking out for her career in her camp, they would have seen the rehearsal that week and said, I'm sorry, she can't do it. I mean, made something up. I'm sick. Whatever. But get her off the stage. And, you know, that would have opened up a slot for the Sneaky Butchers to play, too.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention about her is, did you see that before the show, she had some tan put on so that it was supposedly ab shading.
Yeah, they kind of do that to make it look like you're more toned.
Make it look like you're more toned.
Right.
So she had that done before she went on stage. Yes.
Wow.
Imagine what she would have looked like if she didn't have that done.
Ab shading only works if you have visible abs to begin with. You can't shade a globe.
You know, she was globe shading. That's what she was doing.
She had the very popular new Fupa shading, which is catching fire here in Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Speaking of trying to look good, and I love this story, Demi Moore has given an interview and basically says she'd love to work more. You know, she sees her ex-husband, Bruce Willis, doing, you know, 13 movies in a couple of years, and she has, you know, two or three. She says she just can't find any good roles because she's at an awkward age. She seems to think that if you're 20-something or 30-something, there's tons of work out there for you. Maybe if you're 60-something, there's roles out there that have some meat on it, but not for women who are over 40. She's 44 years old. She looks fantastic, maybe better than she's ever looked in her whole life. When you see the pictures of Demi Moore today versus Demi Moore 10 years ago, you can't believe how much younger she looks.
Yeah.
It's cost her over $400,000. Liposuction to her hips, thighs, stomach. She had breast implants, of course. And Tori Spelling, you ought to look up this doctor that did Demi Moore because they look fantastic. She had a breast lift, brow lift. Chemical face, skin peel, collagen injections. She had her teeth veneered and laser whitened. She had the skin around her knees tightened.
Never heard
kind
of that.
The giveaway. I got to tell you, when you look at these magazines like Us Weekly or whatever, there'll be some actress who looks amazing, and then they go to her knees. They focus in on their knees because that's one place where your age will show.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know that at all.
And now they're fixing that too.
Wow.
And by the way, I remember seeing her. I mean, she was great in Bobby. Remember, she played that alcoholic singer in Bobby.
Yes.
She was really, really good at that. But we all saw her in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle where she came out in the bikini, and you just said, oh, my God, where has she been? I would have thought there would have been so much work for her after that appearance, but not so much. She can barely find work. By the way, in addition to all the plastic surgery, she also does all the other stuff, the nutritionist, the personal trainer, the yoga teacher, the kickboxing. I mean, she's ready to work.
How does she have time to work when she's doing all that? That is a full-time job right there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
In Las Vegas over the weekend, apparently 50 Cent had a launch for his new CD and the party. Apparently, Paris Hilton all over him.
Really?
Now, were you there Saturday? Did you go to his little concert he did? Yes. CD release concert? You did.
It was not very good. Well, first I saw Angels and Airwaves, and then across the pool was 50 Cent, and he's just, you know, you just play a track, and then he's just out there with a microphone. There's one other guy that was out there with him, and they were rapping, and it really wasn't very good.
Not that interesting.
And I knew Linkin Park was out in the parking lot in the front, so I just left that show and went out in front.
Yeah.
But apparently there were people climbing up on the scaffolding, and he was yelling at them because they were going to electrocute him because it was near a pool.
Oh, geez.
It was near the pool in the Hard Rock. I don't know. It just sounded like it was a nightmare.
Yes. Yeah.
I heard somebody was throwing money in the air too, and a bunch of people dove into the pool, and then some of the equipment was getting wet and everything.
Yeah, it's fake. It was fake money. It was $50 bills that had 50 cents picture on it. That's what it was, and they were throwing them all over the place. It was raining money, but it was fake.
This, of course, was the biggest box office at the biggest box office in history at the movies. Summer 2007 brought in over $4 billion, yet had some of the worst reviewed movies of all time. I'm going to read the top 10 list of the worst reviewed films of the summer. Let's see how many you saw as you're listening along. Evan Almighty, number 10. That's a movie we were all looking forward to. I never ended up seeing it because I heard how bad it was, but it sure could have been great, right? With Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Could have been fantastic. Georgia Rule was number 9. That was the first of two Lindsay Lohan movies to make the list. The Invasion, which was the Nicole Kidman movie that we had such high hopes for when we first heard it was announced. I mean, Nicole Kidman, Daniel Craig doing The Invasion should have been great. Not so much. That was the 8th worst reviewed film. Bratz the Movie, number 7. I Know Who Killed Me, the Lindsay Lohan stripper movie, was number 6. Rush Hour 3, number 5. By the way, enormous box office hit. Huge box office for Rush Hour 3.
Rush Hour 3, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently terrible. Captivity was number 4. That was one of the gore movies over the summer. Daddy Day Camp with Oscar winner Cuba Gooding, who really is this close to having his Oscar taken away. I mean, I know they don't do that, but at some point, when you look at the streak of movies that he's had, they have to consider that, don't they? I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry was number 2. And the worst reviewed movie of the summer 2007, License to Wed, which, you know, Robin Williams trying to be funny these days is painful enough.
Yeah.
But it just... Even Mandy Moore couldn't save that movie. I mean, Dave's girlfriend was in. And John, Krasinski was in that movie from The Office, too. Still, apparently, just awful. L.A. Times said, a pastiche of tortured slapstick, groan-inducing dialogue, and a lethal dose of treacle, apparently awaiting one of Robin Williams' trademark sprees of riffing and vamping to save the day.
Wow.
That hurts.
So, bad stuff.
And if you saw this on TMZ.com, but there was a story about, remember when Diddy was leaving an Oscar party? And he was hitting on a girl, and the girl's boyfriend was there, and he was saying, come on with me, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he hit that guy in the face. According to TMZ.com, they are now asking for all of his jewelry so that they can find the ring, I guess, to match
the wound on the face,
I guess. I don't know. They want him to show all of his jewelry.
Wow.
So they can kind of see which one it might have been. I don't know if he left a mark or something.
I bet he did.
Like the ring, but apparently that's what they're working on. Good times.
This makes a big difference if you get hit in the face what's on the guy's fingers.
Yeah, sure.
And finally, an estimated 20 million people have rushed to a UK website to register for the opportunity to pay $250 to buy tickets to see the Led Zeppelin reunion that is scheduled for the 26th of November. That's going to be in London. It is a charity event to raise money for education charities. The group that was putting this together, by the way, who I guess it's a benefit in the name of Ahmet Artigan, who signed Led Zeppelin and was just a giant in the music world. And, you know, they were very, very close to. They contacted a bunch of people for the show, and in a million years never expected Led Zeppelin would get back together to do this gig, but surprisingly they said yes. Huh. And as of right now, it's the only gig that they have plans to do, although there's a lot of pressure for them to tour. So far they're not going to do it. Over 20 million people have registered, and the tickets are going to be awarded in a lottery. So you can't just go down and line up and hope to buy them. You have to be contacted after a drawing is made for the opportunity to even be in the room.
20 million people for 20,000 seats. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Yeah. That's going to be a hell of a show. And in case you're wondering, former Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham, his son, Jason Bonham, is the guy who's going to be pounding the drums. That's the gig we always heard Dave Grohl was going to get. You know, one day, I mean, those were the rumors have been hot and heavy for a long time, that if they were ever to go out on the road, Dave Grohl would be the guy who he would drum, and he'd love to do it. I mean, we've asked him about that. So
he's had all the other jobs in showbiz. Might as well have that one.
I think Led Zeppelin is officially the only band he hasn't been in.
That's true.
So it's only a matter of time, right? Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Jean Smart, who was so great on 24 as the First Lady, turns 48 years old today. It almost makes you forgive her for designing women, doesn't it? Also, Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Woo!
Mike's personal Lord and Savior. I can't believe you haven't got a tattoo of him yet. Turns 46 years old today. And the always lovely Fiona Apple turns 30. That's the K-Rock Show Bizbee. First, though, we wanted to make sure we got evidence on the air because I'm sure there'll be a police investigation after Psycho Mike's tragic disappearance. Apparently, Mike, you have been invited to come and perform your smash hit song, Brow Down, in front of a group of largely Armenian customers. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I'm assuming they're going to be largely Armenian customers. A guy, a manager, I guess, of a nightclub called the Minx or the Sphinx or something in Glendale, he contacted me a couple weeks ago over through email asking me to perform Brow Down. He thinks it would be great.
Fantastic. And, we have him on the line. Ari, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
He'll be there. He'll be there. He's sold.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Ari, what's the deal? You've heard the song Brow Down that's so popular with our listeners this summer?
Yeah, there's a huge buzz going around. People are emailing it around from YouTube.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to have them come on and perform. There's some people are very upset by it. There are some people think it's hilarious.
Right.
I think it's brilliant the way he did the whole thing.
There are a lot of people who find it funny, but there are a few people who he's a little afraid of and should be.
Well, you know, we're going to have security for him. So.
Oh, you will. That's good.
Now, yeah, not enough.
This, to me, smacks of a total setup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you're pissed, and you want to make sure that it gets this. So you invite him over to do it live, and then you kick his ass.
Then you lock the doors from the inside.
Right.
Well, it's sort of like feeding the lions, but we're not going to have security. So, you know, it's a good thing because, first of all, there's a big buzz, and a live act is always a plus.
Right.
And I think the people are more upset about it are a certain sector of Armenians. Who, you know, fit the category better than the one he did.
Of course, right.
Ari, are you Armenian?
Yes, of course.
And you, should I have assumed that because you're in Glendale?
Yes.
I don't want to tell you where I live.
That's all right. Okay, we're not going to track you down, dude.
No, we're happy to talk to you. Believe me, we like you. What? Tell me about your place, Minx. What's it like?
Well, it's not going to be at Minx. I mean, that's a premier place. I'm not the manager of the club. I'm actually a promoter.
Where would you like him to do it? Just out on the street in Glendale?
In front of the Galleria?
Shopping mall?
You could put him in the back of a truck and have him, you know, just drive around.
Oh, that's good. That's probably a good idea because then you could speed up when needed.
You mean tie him to the back of the truck and drag him around is what you mean, right, Ari?
No.
Psycho Mike, what are your thoughts? Have you performed this song live anywhere?
I've never performed Brow Down live. No.
The video, I guess.
I'd be more than happy to do it. And
you do the music part. Omar does the rapping.
How dare you?
Right?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm definitely more than willing to do it.
Fantastic. Done.
I was very, very skeptical when someone contacted me about performing it in Glendale, because like you said, I mean, it just reeks of, let's get this guy somewhere where we'll know he'll be at a certain time and then destroy him.
That's not going to be good.
No, it's not going to be good at all.
Mike, that's what we're saying.
So
then Ari's going to walk around with a pillowcase, and he's going to have everybody put their cell phones in it, and then they're just going to beat the hell out of Mike with it. Bam, bam, bam.
Take that, bro.
Now, Mike, you've looked around at who's at your disposal. Who do you take with you? Ari is promising security, but who knows what their agenda is. What kind of guys would you want on your side if you got into a rumble like this?
I got a couple personal friends I'd take with me, but also I'd take Drunk Omar for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk Omar is an impenetrable wall of violence.
Although Drunk Omar might turn on you as well because there's no controlling him once he
Good
gets
point.
Drunk.
I'd be down on the ground getting beat, and I'd see Omar's shoes, think, oh, great, fantastic. Next thing you know, they start kicking me. I think Super Steve's got some Mongol friends that I could definitely bring with me that are, you know.
Okay, that's a good idea. Ari, do you have a date in mind of when you'd like to have this performance take place?
It's probably going to be in a couple of months. We're just scouting locations right now and trying to get the best security possible for Psycho Mike.
Way to strike while the iron's hot. I like that.
A couple of months. We're going to have forgotten about this song by then.
No, still a big buzz, trust me.
Still a big buzz, okay.
Well, you certainly know radio and music better than we do, so so if you say so, Ari. Well, look, we're
done.
Speaking for him, and we're telling you done.
We're
telling
saying
you,
he's in.
He's in, so go ahead. Now, does he get paid, or is this something where you advertise him and you take all the money? How's that going to work?
Of course he's going to get paid.
No.
In dollars or in whatever Armenians spend?
Kebab?
We'll give him some falafels and stuff.
Fantastic. Spend dollars, Pete. Spend dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in America.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I have a question for Psycho Mike.
Yes.
How come you didn't touch on Armenians having big noses?
I can if you want to.
Would you like a third verse?
But typically...
for that, the live act?
Of all the stereotypes of Armenians, and especially the Rabis in Glendale, which is the slang term for the street Armenians.
Yeah.
That one seems to be on the back burner in comparison to silky shirts, hair, and overdoing the cologne with the cell phones. I think those are the main focus of Brow Down, because we really wanted to touch on what people know best.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to ask one more question. Is this some kind of setup? No. All right, I'm just checking. Because to me, it reeks of a setup.
I agree.
And by
the way, think it's dangerous.
I'm still fine with it. Because as long as it's Mike.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they encourage it to be.
I mean, if it's a setup, we're happy about it. Don't get us wrong. We'll send him there.
Okay. Hey, if you're thugs, if you're Armenian gangsters, if there's going to be a beatdown involved, I want at some point, this one's for Kevin, hit him, this one's for Bean, hit him. I mean, we're in, okay? Don't worry about it.
But videotape it.
I want to see if he's going to live up to his name, Psycho. So.
All right.
It'll be Psycho to show up, so.
Well, I think it's settled. I think we are volunteering him for you, and I'll let you two work out the details and keep us posted on that red-hot June 08 date when he's going to be performing his song. Thank you, Ari.
Thank you, Ari. All right. Okay. Bye now. You got to make another verse, Mike, to do it live.
With the big nose?
Yeah, I mean, you got
to... Look, if Ari's going
to
bring me out and pay me money to showcase me and my talents at rapping, I'm more than happy to make a new verse.
Fantastic.
Done.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette, tell you where I'm coming from. Glendale!
Brow Down!
Glendale's my town!
Brow Down!
I love System of a Down!
Brow Down!
Because I'm Armenian, bro, covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe. Track car cologne ingrained in my chromosome. Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone. Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up. Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up. Cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes, looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with, covered in fur even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel.
Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh.
I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly, and shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride, I slick back my hair as I cruise to the west side. Glendale Galleria, Armani Exchange, gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne, gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh? Hit that chorus one more time.
Brow down.
So okay, vakadishavatach.
Brow down.
Neshedevadever, bro.
Brow down.
Meshekavach nevadesho. Vakadevados nevachaydesh nebos.
Time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Read an interview with the lovely Jessica Alba yesterday. I can't remember where, who was talking about how hard it is for her to be taken seriously to do comedy. Everybody always just thinks she's hot, so she can't be funny. And that's one of the reasons why she hosted the MTV Movie Awards a couple of years ago, so people could see the goofy side of her.
Same here, dude. They think I'm hot. Can't be funny.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that is directly what led to her starring in a new film with Dane Cook called Good Luck Chuck. We got a pair of passes for the K-Rock Advance screening of that movie, which comes out in theaters on September the 21st. That's what you get for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin Amin's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with Alex in North Hollywood. Good morning, Alex.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good.
What It Do, Nephew? What It Do, Baby Boo?
What It Do, Alex?
Oh, man, I just heard that Psycho Mike song. Oh, my God, that thing's hilarious.
It is, right?
Yeah, but it's a definite setup.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Those guys are not going to let him get away with that.
I know. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're with you, dude. We think it's a setup also, but we still think you should go through with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to go check it out.
And we're gonna provide security, and then they're going to pull out just as soon as he goes on stage.
That's what she said.
Thanks for the call.
Sometime next year, we'll let you know when that performance is going to be if you want to be there in person.
Let's go to, 2009, actually. Tom in Glendale. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Good day, Tom.
What up, Lisa?
What up with you?
Hey, I have a suggestion for the K-Rock calendar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Many Women of K-Rock.
The Many Women of K-Rock.
Yes.
Interesting.
So we got Lisa Mae, we got Kat, we got Nicole.
Yeah.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex. And Bean.
That's true.
Janelle.
And we have some, yeah, Janelle.
Supermodel receptionist
Janelle.
Don't forget.
It could just be Janelle.
It could just be Janelle.
That'd be a better calendar.
And Elvira of Promotions.
Elvira. Oh, in Promotions. Okay.
I met her once. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Shaolin Robot, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Okay. Everybody is playing strip poker every month.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, of course, loses a piece of clothing. And by the end, on December, everybody's wrapped up in a giant bow with Santa being played by Gunter.
Wow, you put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, I got no life.
Wow.
Well, I love it. I think it's a great idea. I'm in.
I'd buy it. I think it's a hit. Let's go to Sal in El Segundo. This is a very interesting idea. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you. How about you?
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Sal.
I guess when I called, I was hearing about that that thing that they want Psycho Mike to do.
Yeah,
I told Psycho Mike. Yeah, I told Psycho Mike. I told them that I would provide Psycho Mike security for free. I'm a Green Beret in our U.S. Army.
Oh, no kidding.
I just came back from 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
And, if Psycho Mike would go over there, nobody would touch him whatsoever. I'd make sure of that.
Wow.
That's great.
What if we paid you more to rough him up?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of funny because they were saying it totally sounds like a setup.
Right. It does, right?
At least to me, yeah, it does. But, I'm very versed with combatives. I do a lot of USC. I'm a level 4 instructor for our U.S. Army. I teach a lot of rookies before they actually go to Iraq.
Wow.
I do a lot of hand-to-hand combatives.
How about that? Let me tell you what's great about Sal, too, is he could sweep the area for IEDs before the performance.
Probably I could. But, yeah, you know, if any case, he'd need somebody for security. I mean, I'm not the tallest guy, but, you know, I can handle myself pretty good.
All right.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to keep your number in the Rolodex, Sal. We never know when we might need the Green Beret protection. We appreciate the call, dude.
There you go, man. All right, you guys take it easy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sal. That means a lot. That's awesome. Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you, man. All right, let's go to Andy in East L.A. Good morning, Andy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Andy.
How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
Good. I was at the Raider game this weekend, and it was pretty nuts. And I also went to the Giants game. The Giants game was pretty weak. The Giants fans pretty much are lame.
Right, but
all the Dodgers fans that were out there were starting to wave. The Giants fans were just standing around doing nothing.
But, dude, your Raiders got beat by the Lions.
Yeah, well, I'm a Raiders fan until I die.
No, I'm not saying you should jump off the team because of it. I'm just saying how great a time could that have been?
It's a pretty wild time when everybody's drunk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so,
That first game of the season, too, there's the automatic built-in excitement of how happy you are to have football back, particularly if you've got a team like that you support. I mean, it's just exciting to be back in the game again. But what's your guess? Everybody says the Raiders improved a little bit, and of course they got this new quarterback that they're high on, but what's your guess as to how many games they're going to win this year? They've been averaging about 3 a season.
I don't want to say, but I don't want to... I'll say that they're going to win about 6 games.
6?
That's considered a successful season for the Oakland Raiders.
6 games, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Giants fans are weak, and Raiders fans are pretty nuts. You know, everybody was booing. You know, Raider fans boo their own team. I mean, that's pretty hard.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were booing the quarterback, on Sunday's game.
And everybody cheering for Dante. They're Dante.
Yeah.
Dante.
Did he get in the game or not? Did Dante get in the game?
He did not.
No.
Is Jermarcus going to play?
DeMarcus.
He's your new quarterback.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, he's your new quarterback. The guy, I think that he was the first
round. Yeah, from LSU.
Right, he was a rookie quarterback. Right.
Yeah, rookie
quarterback.
There's no way he's game ready. It'll be a while before you see Jermarcus Russell. He just came into the Raider camp.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Raiders! Raiders! Raiders!
Why don't we close with one more, and let's do James on line one calling from Southgate. I did not hear about this story, but I already am very deeply in love with it. Hi, James. What it do, nephew? Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Well, did you guys hear about the duck from the Oregon college game who beat up the cougar from the Houston, who's a Houston mascot?
You mean the mascot's got in a fight?
It was hilarious. The duck ends up beating up the cougar. They spread. The coach comes out, pushes them aside, and then the duck comes back, beats the heck out of the cougar, jumps on top of his face, starts waving his junk all over his face, and they suspended the duck for one game. It was crazy but hilarious. Look it up.
It has to be up on YouTube. The video has to be up there, right?
It is.
Okay, awesome.
It is hilarious.
I wouldn't expect a duck to be able to take a cougar. I'm actually surprised.
You know they're not actual ducks and cougars, Bean.
The duck's feathers were ruffled when the cougar apparently mimicked his trademark move doing push-ups after a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. You don't steal the duck's trademark push-up.
Yeah, you don't do that. Not to a duck.
I guess not. Thank you, James, for the call.
Thanks, James, and enjoy the movie. I want to thank our special guest, Kid Rock, for being on the show today, too. If you missed it earlier, it was his first post-fight interview. He talked to us about not only the scuffle at the MTV Video Music Awards with Tommy Lee, but also seemed happy to be out of his marriage with Pam Anderson, I think.
Yeah.
Very happy.
And eventually that will make its way to the Kevin Bean podcast at krock.com. So if you missed it, you want to definitely check that out. His new CD is called Rock and Roll Jesus. It comes out on Tuesday, October 9th. And, of course, you can see the kid on the bill this Saturday at the Home Depot Center in Carson for the K-Rock LA Invasion.
Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, we got the movie beat. We have tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. Tomorrow's the last day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the bands performing in our studio. We have Paramore. We have Emil Hirsch, who is in the movie Into the Wild, which is getting fantastic reviews.
Great.
No kidding. Directed by Sean Penn. There's already Oscar buzz on this film. I am really looking forward to it. And you read the book, right, Kevin?
I did. Fantastic.
This is that mountain climbing dude.
Yep. And Joe Rogan tomorrow morning.
All
right. New Kevin and Bean Show.
Crazy Joe Rogan's going to be back?
Yes, he is. And he likes being called that, by the way.
That's fantastic. Tomorrow he's going to tell us there's no gravity. I'm really excited about it. Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Speaking of Paramore, our in-studio guest tomorrow, Misery Business, is part of her 40 Minutes Nonstop, including System of a Down, also the new one from Beck called Time Bomb. We got Green Day, Tool, Chili Peppers, White Stripes, and more right after this on K-Rock.